The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Here we go!
I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
What day is this?
It feels like Friday.
Today is Friday.
It is Friday.
Friday!
Father's Day?
Father's Day is this weekend.
Fathers are spending more than twice as much time with their children.
Daddy, you made me the happiest girl on whichever side of the Mississippi this is.
Hope you don't mind if I tell people you're my biological father.
Okay, let's let your father enjoy his breakfast and read his paper in peace. It's his day.
Let's do this. Showtime.
Hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay.
I can hear you, buddy.
Okay. Hi. Hello?
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
I am tired.
Guys, I can't feel my body.
Did you sleep okay, buddy. He was a wreck after them vinyls, man. He was a wreck. I slept like a baby.
Come on, push it. Push it.
I was up all night wetting myself and crying. That's what I mean by that.
I don't know what you mean by that. Guys, I went to the gym yesterday.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud of you, man.
Thanks.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
You did it.
I'm going to need a back rub later in the show.
Oh, okay.
A little deep tissue massage. Lower back.
Well, we're that much closer to Father's Day. Maybe that's what you got.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Maybe that's what you got.
Goodness. Needles all over my body.
He needs the needles.
Weird.
Gosh, every time I start back up at the gym, I just hate myself.
It's not even starting back up because I haven't been this sore. I can't remember the last time I was
really
this sore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard for me to walk.
Wow. Jeez.
That's why I'm standing like this.
Yeah, shout out. So big shout out to the bear.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
I'm not going, guys. I'll tell you right now. That Rebecca lady from Bear Canyon started being my friend on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, I see what you're doing.
They're scouting.
I see what you're doing.
You're getting scouted.
It'll never happen. You seem lovely. We can be Facebook friends. That is all.
Dude, I gotta warn you, though. When you inevitably do come, because you will.
No!
It's harder.
Yeah, I don't wanna.
Steve-O will never get to come because of baseball.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's
he might be able
true
to come once, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Luke has practice this morning at 8 a.m. He's got practice again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Bad parenting. Just bad parenting.
You know what the funny thing is? That was Luke yesterday.
Fast label.
Luke had to ice his leg yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he was so sore. Because he caught for a few hours, and they were like,
that's what we need to do.
And he was just like,
we need to ice our legs.
You probably should.
We need to stretch and ice. Well, we should have iced yesterday. It's too late for that now. Now we need to just stretch.
Oh, goodness. Welcome to the show, Starmie.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll wake up here.
You've got it, guys. I believe in you. Yeah. I am well rested.
Yeah. You got it.
I told my family last night that the Cavs were going to manhandle Golden State, and nobody believed me, and so I slept like a baby knowing that I am the rightest person in my family.
Yeah, is that what you told everybody?
Rightest person in my family.
Yeah, I don't know.
We all got to have goals.
That was it. I just want to be right, man. Why be loving when I can be right?
A victory for the Cleveland Cavs. Back-to-back wins when facing elimination.
Oh,
there's
man.
There's the buzzer. Game 7, Sunday night in Oakland. The final score, the Cavaliers 115, the Warriors 101, the 26.
It was a pretty good
game.
Okay,
so you guys were texting back and forth, and I was just ignoring them because I was like, oh, they're talking about the game. We'll talk about it in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep. So what happened?
Well, first of all, my original text was, oh, man, that national anthem was amazing.
And when I got that text message, I was cooking dinner, so I had it on pause.
Okay.
So I was about ready to go in and watch. And I saw the text, and I was going, oh, man, who sung the national anthem? I'm so pumped. I can't wait. I'm like, family, get in here. Steve-O said the national anthem's going to be great.
It was incredible.
What'd you say?
I said it was incredible.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. All right.
At this time, we ask those who are able to please rise and remove your hats as members of Wine and Gold United present the American flag.
I think this is incredible.
Now we ask you, the best fans of the NBA, to sing our national anthem alongside Jessica Ruiz.
Yeah.
Cleveland, please join me in singing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see?
That's a good idea.
Best national anthem ever!
Are you kidding?
I got weepy, man!
They've done this throughout the whole final.
You don't need a stupid celebrity to sing your national anthem when you got America, baby!
I was so disappointed.
Okay, now I love it. Now I get the reading back over it, and I was like, what happened with the national anthem?
It was just, it was fantastic. It's what they do.
I figured somebody just watched it.
I love it.
What?
What? No. What? No. What? Un-American?
No, it's no. You need somebody to.
No,
sing
you
it.
Don't. No. Obviously, you don't. Listen to this.
There's nothing special about this.
You are stupid.
You are.
That's my rebuttal.
Yeah,
well, you're just a moron.
You are.
Now, guys.
Oh,
it's just the national anthem. It's nothing to fight over.
Give me a break.
Why do you need, like, Carrie Underwood when you can just have the crowd sing it together?
Because
this
finals.
Is like.
Why couldn't they find somebody to
They probably
sing?
Could, but this is way cooler, man.
It is not way cooler.
Yes, it is.
I don't even know if you're being serious right now because it's
so
dumb.
Chrissy and I were both like. I love this.
No, guys, it
I
makes sense.
I love everything about
You're
this.
You're lying right
Stop.
Now.
I promise you.
It makes sense. This is why. The people that wrote the script for the finals were like, we're going to do a Game 7. Mm. This is going to be the first time since 1966 that a team has come back from a 3-1 lead in the finals. Oh. It's been like 50 years, man.
Dude.
So let's bring it back, and they're going to make a Game 7 happen. So tell Christina or Rihanna... Or whoever you got, call them up and say, "Hey, Demi Lovato,
Game 7.
We're gonna let you finish, but hang on, Game 7.
Yeah.
Number of completion. Last minute change in the script. Sorry about it. You're still gonna get paid the same amount,
dude.
We'll fly you here. It'll be great.
You are not alone in the conspiracy theory that it's
I
rigged.
I know because that's what I was reading this
Steph
morning.
Curry's wife.
Whoa.
Steph Curry's wife. Tweeted last night.
Well, okay, she's known for causing trouble on Twitter. She's Twitter war ready.
She's a Twitter warrior.
Game.
NBA yes. conspiracy is lit right now.
Dude, yeah. People were losing their minds last night. Ayesha Curry, his wife, went, yeah.
And Steph Curry lost his mouth guard, apparently.
Oh, I felt so bad. He ripped it out and threw it, and it hit a fan in the front row.
Justin Thompson able to get that deflected rebound.
Did you see Dustin's tweet?
A foul on Curry, and Curry's going to get it with a technical. He throws his mouthpiece after fouling out of the game.
That was crazy. You Dude. Never see Curry do something
You've never,
like that.
No,
he got frustrated.
It sure looked like he was saying some choice words,
his
too.
His shoes say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and he threw
Dude,
it out.
Dude, but his mouth was like, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah, he was definitely...
he was saying some choice things.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, when he like calmed down in the moment because he was ejected from the game, I love that he walked over to the Cleveland fan and apologized and hugged the dude because he threw his mouthpiece in anger. But then you look at the replay and it's like, wrong, boom! Just gets hit
you know
with
that
his
guy
mouthpiece.
Went...
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, because what was his last mouth guard sold for like $5,000?
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Another scripted thing.
Dude,
we got $5,000 off that mouthpiece. Steph! Throw another one. Don't worry, we'll give you a reason.
Right? Oh man.
We need the writers back to the writing room. We got an emergency session. Get back in
Tao,
here.
Tao, you're right though about it being scripted because
of course
come
it's
on.
Scripted.
Last
of
night,
course
those
it's
refs,
scripted.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think the players are in on it, but
No. It
is all about the refs and the higher ups that are scripting this.
Dude,
whole
somebody
thing.
On the live line said, "Do not talk about the finals. NBA is rigged." Thumbs down. Thanks, Ayesha Curry.
What do you mean NBA? Can we just say sports
no,
in general?
No, you can't say sports
There's
in general.
There's too much money behind it
no.
for it to not be rigged.
Yeah, dude, no.
There's
yeah,
way
no,
too
no,
much
no,
money.
Maybe.
Way
maybe.
Too
Ayesha
much
Curry
money.
On Twitter last night said, "I've lost all respect. Sorry. This is absolutely rigged for money or ratings. I'm not sure which. I won't be silent. Just saw it live. Sorry."
No.
That coming even, from the MVP's wife.
Yes. Yeah. Even Chip, our boss, will back me up now.
He will not back
he
you up.
He has told me to my face, you got to quit saying that sports is rigged. And I keep saying it,
because I'm right about it. Man. Three of Curry's fouls were complete garbage calls. That's what our live line is saying right now as well.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You know what, man? I just think the Cavs way outplayed them, and, you know, they deserve some credit.
No doubt about it, they did. They sure
I mean,
did.
I don't want to say that I told you guys, so...
Well, you didn't tell us.
Also, I'm a scriptwriter for the NBA, so...
Oh, there you go.
That's partially how I knew, but...
They come to me
my
for
My family
ideas.
Was angry with me last night, because the whole game I was like, this is fan. I am loving this!
Man, but at one point, the Warriors were down by what? How much?
Nine?
20?
Oh, well, they were done, yeah.
25, 26 yeah. points at one point, and then they caught within, I think, 8 points.
Yeah.
In the third quarter. End of the third quarter.
But yeah, you got to keep it exciting so people will stay tuned in. I watched the whole game. I loved it. Good old Bron just doing his thing. Yep. J.R. Smith with the alley-oop. Oh, man, they were just... It was like NBA Street video game action last night. I loved it.
Yep.
I loved it so much.
LeBron James, two games in a row, scoring 41 points.
Gosh. It's the first time in finals awesome. History that every game has been decided by more than 10 points. Every game is like... It's just ridiculous how one team doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Do you think they flip a coin before the game and they're like, hey,
no, dude,
we got this tonight.
No, they
you
went,
stay
They
home.
Went over this in the meetings that they had last man. Week man. With the coaches.
Yeah, people were right. not happy.
You might be right.
Yeah.
But it was very entertaining.
You get, look, seriously. Seriously, they milk it. They milk it to make so much money. How much does it cost to get a commercial in game
not
seven?
Close
in a
Super
forced
Bowl
game
stuff.
Seven for the first time in 50 years.
I don't know.
How much does it cost to get a commercial?
Much. I don't think it's that much.
It's probably not near as much as the Super Bowl.
No,
which
not.
The NFL being probably the most rigged thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, man. That was tail. I didn't say it.
Bring it on.
Man, you don't mess with football. Gosh.
You know why? Because there's so much money behind it.
Okay.
The ref calls did not lose the game for the Golden State Warriors.
You know they didn't.
The Golden State Warriors lost the game for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Their defense was terrible. Mm. They weren't setting up plays like they normally. They're like, hey, let's set a play. Let's do something. And they were so far behind. It was like, lobbing threes. But they weren't making the threes. They were just lobbing crap up and nobody could. Yeah.
See, nope. Somebody on the live line supports me. They lose too much money for it to not go to a game seven.
I mean...
And Thompson, he didn't start showing up till the second half. The Splash Brothers. I mean, Curry had a pretty good game, except for his him
except
fouling
for his
out.
Mouth guard.
Mouth guard.
Just being thrown.
Yeah.
Just being thrown, just like the game was thrown.
Well, he was clearly frustrated.
Man, I got to get into this conspiracy stuff. Hashtag NBA.
Man, but that completely takes away from Kyrie Irving and LeBron James, who scored 41 points last night apiece. Like, they were just monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, there's no way.
I do believe that the refs were terrible last night.
Mark my words, there's no way that the Cavs will beat the Warriors at home. It's not going to happen.
Oh, I hope so.
Is that what's
really
happening?
See yeah.
When is game seven?
Sunday night, Sunday. My house barbecue.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be
gonna
intense.
Happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
The intensity will burn.
I want to see Bron just take the crown, yo. It's going to be like, Cleveland!
Man.
Unite with me! Tonight, we dine in, well, more like, you know, San Francisco. You know. Golden State. It's not that bad.
He changed.
He did. Yeah. He's a softer, older, wiser. Bron.
Good morning. It's Friday.
Woo!
Phone line's open. 338-3700 if you'd like to call the show. You can also text us. What's that number, Steve-O?
585-LIVE. It's 585-5483 if you'd like to chime in on this lovely Friday.
Trying to think of a bet between Steve-O and I for Sunday night's game.
Ooh.
You guys need to come up with a good bet. That's should be your goal by the end of today's show.
By the end of the show, we got to
have
up
a
with
good bet.
Good.
And I will moderate.
Something to do on Monday.
I will moderate and mediate.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I normally cheer for the home. Whoever it is at home, because it's going to be tough.
Switch sides?
No, not at all. But I would love to see. I am a fan. Maybe I just like thugs, apparently, because AI was always my guy. Like after Jordan, I was like, dude, Allen Iverson. And then I just went to the dark side of the force, apparently, because I love J.R. Smith. He played for the Nuggets for a while.
So yeah, Steve-O's definitely rooting for the Cavs.
I am.
I'm a Warriors fan.
Which is weird, because I'm not a huge LeBron James fan, to be honest. But
I've actually grown to like him a little bit more.
I respect him a lot more, man.
Even when they were interviewing LeBron after the game, he was saying amazing things about Stephen Curry and the Warriors and just talking about how great and how they deserve. I mean, they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
And he just went off.
You better stop being nice about LeBron James because somebody on the limeline just said, I'm starting to not like you with all this Queen Lames love, Steve-O. Get it? Instead of King James.
All right, here Queen we go, guys. Lames. This is a big question.
Okay.
When the Warriors win Sunday night and they take the title, how many people are going to be outraged at the fact that Steph Curry did not get suspended for throwing his mouthpiece?
Ooh.
Because right now people are like, watch him get suspended. But nobody really thinks he will.
There's
but
no
then when
way.
They win, you watch. People are going to be like, he should have been suspended anyway.
It was a heated moment. He did hit a fan with his mouth guard.
He really did.
You know what I mean? Like, I love Steph Curry. He's such a phenomenal player.
There's
and
no
just
way they would
a
suspend
great
the
dude,
MVP.
Solid believer.
No way.
If he lost if his
it's,
mind.
If it's scripted, Teo, there's no way that they would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or would they? Because that'd make for great a
You
great
have to remember,
story.
Bud, this, we're playing the long game here. Man. You have to be smart with your script.
Yeah.
You can't do anything predictable. You have to throw people off.
They won't. They won't do it.
Yeah.
It's just it's one of those reminders that we all get caught up in the heat of the moment. Like he's such a cool level dude. And in that moment, he went cray cray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He threw that mouth guard with fury.
He was clearly frustrated.
I think the NBA is the only sport that I don't really have a team anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like growing up, that was Bulls for life. Just Bulls. And now I just enjoy watching games.
Whatever happened to the Bulls? Are they still a team?
I mean, they are. Jimmy Butler, I feel like, is about to be traded. I still watch the Bulls. Like, we'll get the NBA package, and that's who we watch. Because Tony Snell plays for the Bulls.
They're not.
Cam Bairstow plays for the
anymore.
Bulls. They're not as good. Derrick Rose, I wish, would just retire because he's hurt every 7 minutes.
His career's over.
So I guess I would consider myself Bulls.
Landon and I got into a really heated debate the other day because I grew up with the Bulls and so did
man.
Landon. Landon was a Bulls fan. No, not anymore. No. He's a Warriors fan now.
He's jumped.
Okay.
He told me the other day, sorry, Dad, I'm not a Bulls fan anymore.
Oh,
that's okay.
My gosh.
What do you mean?
He's moving. He's growing up, man. He's got to make his own choices.
Growing up in Brooklyn, I was always a Nets fan because, you know, they've been in Brooklyn forever, you know. So, like, Brooklyn Nets, that's my team. But, like, other than that, you know.
Yeah, I told Landon he has to be a Warriors fan the rest of his life then.
No, he doesn't.
No jumping ship. You have to.
How about
you
just be a fan of the game?
Sure, I am a fan of the game.
I'm not. You know,
you have to pick one team and follow them.
I'm less a fan of the game now because it's so flashy and crazy. And my wife who played, you know, she played basketball is always just like, I hate this. They don't even allow time for plays to develop. They're just, this is terrible.
They just shoot threes.
She likes the Warriors because at least they'll slow down and try and develop plays. And you know, but
I'm a big fan of Adam Silver. He's the commissioner and head script writer of the NBA. He's a great writer. He's got a flair for character development. And I really like it. He can turn a guy heel in half a season.
I like the way that he's kind of turned LeBron and back into a face, man.
He's,
you know,
he
like
to.
He was
he's
a
been
heel
for a while.
Yeah,
and he tried to get his movie career started off. He was in a couple of films last year. Didn't really do that well.
You are killing me because you're not wrong. I'm starting to realize, like,
this is
WWE. Oh no, I forgot LeBron was in that movie.
He was in two movies last year. He was in Trainwreck, and there was another movie he was in. I can't remember. And he was okay.
No, he wasn't. He was terrible.
He was okay.
Terrible.
In Trainwreck, he was kind of funny. Because he was basically playing himself.
Yeah, but he still couldn't act. Even playing himself.
Man, sure would be a good time to come back in the NBA and turn good again, huh? Dang, dude.
Good morning. Got a big show. Big, big show for you guys. Of course, we're looking at 2 days until Father's Day.
Yeah, dude.
17 days until the 4th of July. And on this day, June 17th, in 1775, 241 years ago, the Revolutionary War's Battle of Bunker Hill went down near Boston. The Americans were led by Colonel William Prescott, who told his troops, "Don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes."
It's good. It's good.
131 years ago today. In
Wait, what happened? Did they win the war? Who won? He didn't. I don't. I mean, I don't know.
I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm still watching Turn, so exactly. I'm like, hashtag, oh man, who's gonna win?
And today, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City.
Nice.
Thanks to France, it was a gift. Back in 1885.
I still have never been.
Me neither. Even when you guys went, you guys didn't go visit?
No. What? It's like so far out of the way.
You got to make a special
that,
trip.
Like when we were flying in, we're like, there it is. She's cool. Like that was it.
Isn't there a door on her nose or something?
No. You think there is, but there's not.
I wanted to tell it. You stole my joke.
That was a Laffy Taffy joke. That wasn't yours.
I saw that yesterday and I giggled.
I did too. Somebody posted that on Facebook.
Was that Mark?
Yeah, it was Mark. Good job, man. That was a good one. I'm like, oh, I'm using this tomorrow morning.
Stole it.
Sorry, buddy.
All right. Well, this morning, it's not everybody's favorite thing we do, but a lot of you love the slow motion theater.
Who doesn't love slow motion theater?
Fast motion people.
Yeah, that's true. We got that coming up around 8:45 this morning. And Whiskey Tangos, Steve-O has those.
Yeah, dude.
Those are always great. Let's see. A female got scolded for using a parking spot. Designated for veterans.
We are definitely going to talk about that.
A woman.
What was she thinking? Also going to talk about Pope Francis's words about marriage and the church. Nice. And the state of it all. It's man, interesting comments from the Pope yesterday.
Oh, guys, I need a back. Oh, there, thank you. Oh, yeah. Come on, a little lower.
Weird.
They can
see us on the camera. You know that, right? Cool.
No, they can't.
I've had like one massage ever in my life, and I was so weirded out, I've never gone back.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, we have to talk about what we had to do for a warm-up yesterday at the gym.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. All right, we're going to take a break. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Obama's in Orlando paying his respects to the 49 victims killed in Sunday's mass shooting.
These families could be our families.
There were no votes in the Senate in gun control. Many thought there might be after Democrats spoke filibuster style for nearly 15 hours.
Bernie Sanders addressed supporters via live stream.
The death of a British member of parliament.
On the golf course at Oakmont, the U.S. Open is underway.
Three Russian soccer fans have been sentenced to 1 to 2 years of prison for violence at the European Championship being held in France.
Parts of downtown St. Louis, Missouri are without power.
Philadelphia, that city poised to charge soda drinkers extra.
Dish and Sling TV say they are launching Cuba Max TV. Brings a variety of programming involving Cuban artists.
The Southwest will see extreme heat.
High temperatures between 115 and 120 degrees.
CareerBuilder report says it takes money to make money, more than you might think.
When you take into consideration the money workers spend on transportation, their wardrobe, coffee, lunch, daycare, pet care, etc., it averages $3,300 per year.
Good morning.
Sorry, I'm not loved.
Guys, I had a Shazam musical experience last night.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. I was watching a commercial that I can't say because we're non-commercial.
You gotta quit watching Victoria's Secret commercials.
Heard this song. I Shazammed it. It gave me a musical experience.
Nice.
Snow Allegra is her name. I like music like this. It makes me just kind of want to chill.
You want to chill out. You're a lounger, my friend. And there's nothing wrong with it. You get the right soundtrack, you can lounge all night long. It's called sleep.
Gosh. My body needs it after the bear. 6:38.
High today of 95 degrees.
How are the roads out there?
It looks like east of the mountains, where 40 and Highway 344 meet. It's down to about 14 miles an hour. I don't see an accident, but it's slowed down. So if you're westbound on 40, you're going to hit a little patch of slow going. I'm not really sure. It's right around Cedillo Hill, I guess is how you say it. Otherwise, that's it. That's your look at traffic.
If you want to get a little bit of our show every morning, hit that podcast.
Little bit.
Go subscribe. Morning Invasion. We have celebrities like Allison Sweeney on the show. She was great, man.
She was cool.
She was a very nice young lady.
Oh, Sammy. She was on Days of Our Lives.
Sammy, you've been together.
She was a little grumpy when we interviewed her.
No, she was not.
She was.
You're just being a baby.
She was great.
Come on.
You're being a baby.
Maybe I am. Maybe you I are. Am. Maybe I am.
You're not a baby, so quit acting like that.
Okay. Who else have we interviewed? Donald Faison.
We interviewed Donald Trump one time. We've interviewed Brad Pitt. We've interviewed Jeff Goldblum.
Jason George.
We've interviewed Jennifer Aniston.
He was on our show. Brian T. was on our show.
Jody Watley.
Ray Jody Comfort. Watley was on our show. That's hilarious. I forgot.
How do we miss that interview?
Which Who was one? It?
Alan Parsons?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, Steve-O.
What?
You booked Brian T. instead of Alan Parsons.
Yeah, dog.
Shredder.
Yeah. He's going to be Namor.
Who was Alan Parsons?
Really? From the Alan Parsons Project?
Come on.
He wrote that song, What Is Love Works Now.
He was the engineer on Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon.
What Boom.
The world needs now.
Yeah, that one. Except that was a girl.
We had Mark Ballas on.
Yeah, we did.
You could have booked Rita Coolidge.
Why are you going back in time?
We had Lisa Gibbons.
Yeah, we did. She was pretty cool.
Come on.
We had Ben Glebe.
Oh, don't
Glebe.
Ed Begley Jr.
Ed Begley
I mean, come on. It's been a good month.
Oh, man. There's some good ones in here.
Sonya Morgan, am I right?
Julian McMahon.
Wow, it's been a really big month.
Is your boy?
Dave Coulier?
Yeah.
I forgot about a lot of these.
Man. Sinead O'Connor. We've interviewed
That was not
tons of folks.
Astronaut Barry. Steve-O was out.
Yep. We interviewed Astronaut Barry. He was a real life astronaut.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it was.
Joey was here with us. We did not get to interview Jody Sweeten.
But we did interview Jamie Bell, so that was cooler.
Yep. No, from Turn. Cooler, but Washington cool. Spies.
And Fantastic Four.
James Pickens Jr. from Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm.
Are you just going to literally go through our list of...
Whoa, superstar, WWE superstar Kane?
Yes, we did.
We interviewed him?
Yeah.
Man,
we interviewed
that was
Axel
great.
Rose.
Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields, we had her on the show.
Melissa Joan Hart, unfortunately.
Jeremy Wade. Oh, see, that's the one I wanted.
Yeah.
Jeremy okay. Piven.
It's okay, buddy.
Piven. I don't remember that.
Kim Fields, we talked to her.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff, we interviewed.
You're just going to keep going.
King George.
What else we got here? Patrick Stewart? We could have had him on.
Oh, Chrissy would have passed
Don't
out.
Don't say that out loud!
Why didn't we get that one?
Oh, man!
Wait.
Black Panther?
No.
Yep.
That was back in 2015.
Oh, okay.
that's not Black Panther.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, it looks just like him.
Oh, no.
he's Tell playing, me that doesn't look
he's
like him.
Baron Mordo in okay. Doctor Strange, though.
Yes, he
is.
He's
a Marvel star.
This guy?
Yeah.
Is? Nick Nolte?
And
we missed
Samuel
that.
Samuel Jackson would punch you in the face right
Kevin
now.
Kevin Bacon? Oh.
Will you stop looking at things we can't do now?
We need to go back in time and get these interviews.
Yeah, I wish I would have started the show with you guys last year.
Me too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's some good stuff here.
Who is that person?
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, is that a dog?
I apologize.
Yeah, we could interview that dog.
She's a pit bull mix.
The ugliest dog in the world.
Quasimodo.
How do you interview the dog?
You say, hey, boy, what you doing over there?
You're a good boy.
I'm a girl.
Whoa. You're a good boy. Who's a good boy?
You are, Dax.
Thank you.
Hashtag nerd fail.
Hashtag news. Yesterday, Dex and I went to Bear Canyon And we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Mm.
We're both extremely sore.
So sore.
But in other local CrossFit news, a local athlete has qualified for the CrossFit Games. Now, in case you've never seen these things, it's the most ridiculous spectacle you could ever see.
Really?
It's nuts.
I've never watched it before, so I don't know.
Steve-O's seen them.
Is it a lot like... who are the big guys? What do you call that? They flip the tires and they pull
like
the
world's
trucks.
Strongest man.
Strongest man. Yeah, is it like that?
Kind of, but not really.
It's like that on speed.
Mm. Yeah, it's like more timed and it's better things. And
these are like the fittest people in the world.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Yeah, and is it super hard to get into the CrossFit Games?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm. it's everybody thing, from around the world or the country.
They do a thing called the Open, which I did this year and last year in February. And that's where anybody that does CrossFit at all, you can do these things, these certain workouts. And then the people that do the best at those go to regionals. And then those are harder, more specific workouts. And then if you do well at regionals, you go to the actual games.
And it's everybody in the world?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so a local athlete has qualified. In just 1 month, one New Mexico woman will be competing alongside 39 of the fittest women in the world as she looks to bring home the title of fittest on earth.
I think it'll be an experience that I will always remember for the rest of my life.
After trying for more than 5 years to make it to the CrossFit Games as an individual, 28-year-old Whitney Capolucci can finally check one of her biggest goals off her list. It was a journey she began in 2007 when a rugby teammate took her to her first CrossFit class. Since then, the rest is history.
I thought I was in shape because I played rugby, and that workout destroyed me.
After missing qualifying for the 2015 CrossFit Games by just one spot, Capolucci has had a fire burning inside of her, one that pushes her to be the best she can be every day. 1 year later, Capolucci stood on the podium, finishing second at the South Regional, solidifying her spot as one of the fittest women on earth.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
You know?
And these things are no joke, man.
And Tao, you brought a friend to the gym yesterday.
I did, my sweet friend Dex.
Just never know. I might be in the same position as her one day.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
I got a lot of belief, man.
I don't know about that.
Tons of belief. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Shout out to her. Yeah, she's actually, her goal is to do well in the games, and we know this, we watched the interview this morning. Once she completes the games, she says she's going to quit competing, and she's just going to pursue a career in the medical field.
She's ripped.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
She looks like Wonder Woman times 10.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
According to a new study, just getting to work costs the average person $276 a month or $3,300 a year. Just getting to work. 84% of us drive, so gas is the biggest expense. 49% said they also buy at least one cup of coffee a week. 71% of them say they spend less than $40 a month on coffee, but 25% spend between $40 and $100 a month on coffee.
Chrissy.
That's crazy.
And 3% spend over $100 to get their caffeine fix.
Man, you drop that coffee, you could have a CrossFit membership.
You know what, though? Yeah. And it's easy to do, though, if you think about it. If I get a cup of coffee at Starbucks, it's usually just a drip coffee. Sometimes I'll get like the reserve coffees or a cold brew. I don't put a bunch of crap in it, though. It's always black coffee. But even let's say I go and I get a tall, you know, whatever coffee, that's a dollar and change.
Mm.
And so do that every day.
Yeah.
Say you do that every single day on your morning commute, you're spending about $40 a month.
Oh, yeah.
On coffee. So you're sitting there going, where is all my money going? Practically, if you spend $1.50 or whatever, $2 every day, that's where all your money's going.
I would think mm-hmm. the average person probably spends over $4 on coffee. Because when I go get Leslie her caramel macchiato latte, it's like over $4. I'm like, what? It's crazy.
It's true. You save a lot of money just mm-hmm. getting coffee at home.
Yeah.
You know, you can even set your coffee maker to just start when you wake up. Like, it'll start at a certain time.
That's pretty cool.
You can walk in there and...
I don't drink coffee. I don't know.
And that's not even like the super expensive, awesome machines. That's just like a regular old drip coffee thing. That's a lot of money on coffee. Here are a few stats about Father's Day gifts. We spend an average of $72. 49% go with something thoughtful or sentimental. 32% go with something practical. So I guess that would be like your tools or what have you. And the two most common gifts are special outings and clothes.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
We had somebody said that they got a virtual reality. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mask. What do you call it? Goggles?
Dude, I win every year. I don't spend a penny. You know, because my dad's dead.
What is an... Never mind. I read something on the live line. I'll read it later.
I'll be your father.
Dude, will you be my father figure? Put your tiny hand in mine.
No, you put your tiny hand in his.
No.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. But he's got tinier hands than me.
Do you?
I think so. Oh, let's see.
You do.
Hold your hand up.
No, he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to.
I have baby hands.
Hey, no, you don't. I'll tell you who has baby hands.
Jared Murphy.
Our boy Smurfy.
Oh, man.
His hands are so small.
He has sweet, tiny little childlike hands.
They're just wonderful. A nurse in Pittsburgh was walking to her hotel with her new husband after they got married last Saturday. Heard someone yelling for help. Did CPR on a woman while she was still in her wedding dress.
Whoa!
And saved her life.
Yes!
We're walking down here about to go check into the hotel.
We're just about to go through the doors and we hear somebody scream, "Does anyone know CPR? Is anybody a doctor?" And I looked over and I think my nursing instincts just took over and I like bolted over towards the bench to make sure she was okay. I started compressions right away. They told me she didn't have a pulse. She was mumbling finally, and then she tried to get up, and I just kind of like held her hand and I made sure like she stayed put and didn't get up because I didn't want her to fall. It really did seem like it. We were at the right place at the right time.
It was a heroic act, but I've known her for long enough. I'm not surprised at all.
Never thought that would happen on my wedding night.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty cool.
Yeah. There were pictures, actually. I saw this earlier in the week. It was pretty crazy.
That's cool,
lady,
man.
Lady in a wedding dress, like over there performing CPR on somebody.
Heroes.
Question. What's the age, I guess, where it would finally not be socially acceptable to live with your parents?
Socially acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
At this day and age? 33.
I would say
42.
When you hit your 30s. Anytime in your 30s, it's time.
But what if you're taking care of, like, your ma?
That's
different. What if your ma's...
That's totally different.
Yeah, that's a different situation.
Would be like they're living with you.
Let's just say your normal life, there's no sickness, you just move back home.
29.
Well, once upon a time, it was completely taboo to move back in with your parents
really?
As an adult. The taboo is gone. It's been shattered. Pretty much everybody has to do this nowadays. So the question is... How old can you get before it starts getting weird? A new survey asked people around the world when it stops being, quote, socially acceptable to live with your parents. You said 26?
I said 29.
29?
I'll say 30.
The consensus is 32 years old.
I love my mama!
32.
I'd totally move back in with my mom and dad if they lived here or I moved back.
Why would you move back? Like with the whole family?
Oh, yeah.
Just move in.
Yep. We'd take over the basement. It would be great. My mom is she's a great cook. She's a great mom.
Yeah.
She was a great mom to you, but isn't that asking a lot of her to be a great mom to your whole family?
Yeah, because my sister and my mom live in the same state, and they were like, hey, but they did the opposite. Like, we're going to take care of my mom. Nah. It didn't last forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, you got your spouse, you got your children, and now you got your mom. And your mom's like, hey, this is how I'm going to treat your kids. And you're like, grandma, stop spoiling the kids. What? This is what I did for you. And you don't tell me. And, oh, but they're my kids. Here we go. Fight, 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 fight.
Fight, 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 fight.
Fight.
I've lived with my mother-in-law for years.
Sir, you have lived.
Years. A lot of you know her as Nana Jo.
Yeah.
And
I bet it's lovely this time of year.
Well,
lovely.
It's nice because we just lock her in her room.
Oh, so gosh.
That's mean.
You can't.
What?
That's a mean thing to do.
I'm kidding. You can't do that.
We just lock her in there and throw a plate of food under the door.
At this point, she's so old, we just close the door. She doesn't even know there's no lock.
Wait, you guys are sitting around watching TV and you go, wait. Nah, it's outside. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
awful.
Gosh.
One of the survivors of the Orlando shooting took cell phone video while he was hiding in the bathroom with four other survivors. 11 or 12 other people hiding with them had already been shot and did not make it. Are we really going to play this, Dex?
Well, it's the guy getting interviewed. We don't have to.
Well, I thought you were going to play the actual audio.
That's what I thought.
That's the thing.
The next thing it says, it's intense. So I was...
You want me to play it? You want me to play it?
Not really.
Okay, we don't have to.
But, I mean, it's just him talking? It's not the audio?
I didn't really listen to the clip, so I just listened to the first 4 seconds. And then I'm going to play it.
I just remember, you can smell, the blood. There was so much blood. It was you can just smell it. And it's everywhere you leaned, all my clothes was full of blood. We were sitting down, and it was just a huge puddle of blood. And after a while, when it started drying up, it just started to smell really bad.
Okay.
The only people who are alive in the video are the people who are talking and moving. Everybody else is dead.
Good grief, man. That is horrific.
I can't even imagine.
I was so uncomfortable now. I started giggling because I didn't know what to do. So I apologize. I don't mean to be offensive. That was awful, Dex. That was awful.
If you thought that was awful, here's more.
No!
A totally different thing.
Okay.
A waitress in Indiana is upset.
Oh, can you wait on this one?
Oh.
Wait on this one, because we might be able to discuss it a little bit.
Okay. Quit making me the butt of your joke, you jerk. A new survey on public bathrooms found 80% of us see people leave without washing their hands all the time.
Gross.
I see it all the time.
We have a list. We have a list here. Man, if I'm in the stall and I see somebody's shoes go up to that
urinal shoes.
And then I see the door, boom, boom, they're in and out, I go, okay.
Men are more likely to admit that they do this than women. 6% of us take photos on the toilet.
Never shaking their hand again.
Gotta wash your hands. Big show today, everybody. Huge. Coming up, we're going to talk about this lady who got scolded for using a parking spot designated for veterans. Discuss that. The Pope.
Don't forget, we'll talk about this waitress in Indiana soon.
Yes, we will. Good morning, Stormy. Hang out.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We're here. Good morning. Welcome.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Magic.
Oh, no.
Hey.
You found more Korean hip-hop. What is this?
Oh, yeah.
This is a video he found yesterday. Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to the show.
You proud of yourself?
Yeah, I am.
You'd be pretty surprised if you saw the video.
It's actually a really,
is there
really,
a unicorn?
Really cool.
Rainbows?
Probably. Yeah. Definitely. Maybe Donald Trump?
It's about your boy Trump.
Wow.
They did a Japanese commercial for Donald Trump, and it's weird and crazy and cool.
Okay.
7:10, good morning.
High today of 95 degrees.
Traffic. No accidents to report right now. That's your look at traffic.
Good job out there. Take it slow and smooth on the roads this morning.
I was getting down.
Yeah. You like that?
No.
Gotta watch the video, man. You gotta watch the video.
It's really weird.
Do you guys watch Caddyshack? First one?
Back in the day.
Steve-O,
I've never seen it.
What? You've never
your
seen
face,
Caddyshack?
Man. No, and I'm being honest. I've never
why?
Seen Caddyshack.
Just tell me why.
What do you mean why? That movie is 30-something years old. I don't know. Why are you giving me...
I know, it's confusing.
I think I'm losing my vision.
Your face is so dumb.
Oh my gosh.
No, ask me again. The answer will still be no, I've never seen it. You know who else used to try and get me to watch it all the time? Matt Gentry.
Mm. Oh, he loved that movie.
That was like his favorite movie, and I'm like, I've never seen Caddyshack. I'm sorry.
Well, in Caddyshack, there is a scene played by Bill Murray.
Wait, Bill Murray's in it?
Oh my gosh. Where he talks about caddying the Dalai Lama.
The shack.
So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter, the Lama. Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. Do you know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga La Gunga. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me.
So that's on Caddyshack. And so Brett Baer, if you watch Fox News, he has a show. I don't know what time of day, but he's got an hour show on Fox News. And he was interviewing the Dalai Lama.
Last thing. Have you ever seen the movie Caddyshack?
What?
Caddyshack, the movie?
I don't know.
You don't know the movie?
I don't know.
The part about the Dalai Lama? Have you ever played golf?
No.
You're not a big hitter?
Then Batman.
But not golf?
No.
There's a classic movie called Caddyshack. Oh. Where they talk about the Dalai Lama.
I see.
I had to ask you about it.
I don't know.
In the video, it's so funny because the Dalai Lama is so confused.
Well, yeah! Hey, man, you ever seen Caddyshack? It's like 30 years old. That's what just happened with you and I.
There is
No, I haven't.
There's no better representation of humanity than that interview right there.
Yes. Seriously.
Oh,
you're
gosh.
With the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama.
And you're going to ask him about Caddyshack. Yeah. That would be me. Great. I feel like that's me every interview we have.
That is exactly what any of us would do if we got to meet like some crazy, you know, whatever, politically profound or whatever figure in our culture, right? Yeah. We would be like, hello. And then eventually we would ask them the stupidest question.
Oh, of course. If we had the Pope on?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's pretty
good.
It'd
de-evolve quickly.
It would be like, so does the Pope Mobile have guns like the Batmobile? You more old school.
Yeah.
How did you feel about Batman v Superman? No, I swear it makes sense, you know, because the Jesus and Superman parallels. Like,
what did you think? Yeah, like, what do you think?
But wasn't it bad, though?
Gosh.
Yeah. This is a pretty good viral video you guys should check out. An eighth grader named Jack recently gave a speech at his middle school graduation outside Chicago. Video blowing up right now because he did it in the style of different politicians. And he did Donald Trump. He did Hillary Clinton. He did Bernie Sanders.
He did Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
And congratulations, you are now getting to hear a speech from the magnificent Donald Trump. We're learning languages from Spain, from France, from Germany, and China. And you know, people say I don't like China. I love China. I mean, I have so many terrific friends in China.
It sounds like
President
Janet
Obama
Jackson.
Shares some of the same great feelings that I have about Thomas. Isn't that right, Mr. President? In fact, I even remember how one of the Hawaiian songs goes. It goes a little bit like this. I want to go back to my little grass hut. Where all the old Hawaiians are singing Komo Maino Kawa Ika Hale Wa Lakaha.
For an eighth grader, that's pretty good.
That was pretty good. His Trump was terrible.
Oh, it was all right.
Sounded like good. Janet Jackson. Hello.
He nailed the China part. China!
Thank you, President Obama.
Hillary Clinton, I think.
I'd like to start out by thanking the great, hardworking teachers of Thomas Middle School. And I know that Senator Sanders agrees with me. Let me start with the lunches. They are delicious.
Wow.
Things like pizza and tacos and chips, you name it. And some of the best cinnamon rolls I've ever tasted.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I do have one improvement for them, though. We need to make them free.
Eighth grade.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty
funny
good.
Kid. He says he wants to either be a stand-up comedian or president of the United States.
Oh, those will both be shattered by 11th grade.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're president. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty impressive, though.
You never know. With the way our country is going, they'll probably combine the two. Like, in your job description, if you want to be president, you have to have been the greatest comedian for the year.
That's
or something
true.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got lots to do this morning.
We really do.
Lots and lots. But let's start this hour off with some Whiskey Tango.
You were talking earlier about Nana Jo.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. You take care of her. There's nothing you wouldn't do for Nana Jo.
You're right.
Right?
There is.
I mean, you love her.
Yeah. She takes care of us as well.
When you think about it, our mothers, they birthed us. They changed our diapers.
Love you, Mom.
They raised us. They did things for us. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta talk about my mother.
I mean, you know, Father's Day is this weekend, but let's be real. It's usually all about moms. Father's Day, they threw in there as like a, here you go, dads. But really, it's always about the moms.
Moms
we
are,
love our
moms. Moms are the better parent. It's just fact.
I think I've discovered the most loving daughter on the planet. She's a 39-year-old woman from Cars, Ottawa, Canada. And she wanted to help out her 73-year-old mother that she loved so much. Her 73-year-old mother was due for a license renewal. And in the great state of Canada, you've got to take the driving test again. So here's what she did, eh?
Okay.
She decided that she wasn't going to make her mom take that driving test. No, because her mom's kind of going blind, eh? And
how's
she
going,
really
eh?
Just, like, you know, didn't want her to have to, like, go through it again. So she did what any normal Canadian would do when trying to take care of your mother. She disguised herself as the 73-year-old mother.
Oh, come on.
And went to take the driving test for her.
How's it going, eh?
I'm not even joking.
You want me to be the driver's
like,
test
not,
person?
Not the test at the computer, yes. Like the actual driving test. Teo and I will now reenact the driving test.
Go.
Oh, hello there, eh? I'm 73.
Oh.
And I'm here to take the driving test because I'm so old. Clearly not wearing a wig and glasses, eh?
Okay. Well, let's get started.
I'm so old. Did I mention how frail I am? You are a nice young man there, eh?
Yeah, you keep bringing that up.
Would you mind helping me in the car, eh? Because I'm, again, 73, and I don't know what this is all about, eh?
You know, for being a 73-year-old, you seem to have some strong haunches there.
How's it going, eh?
Just because I was raised on Molson Ice and corn there, eh?
Wait, what? On what?
Molson Ice and corn. It's the Canadian way there, eh? Gosh, I am a terrible 73-year-old Canadian woman.
You go ahead and get yourself in the car, and we'll get started. Oh, we're just going to... All right, buckle up.
Okay, there. Do you mind keeping the windows rolled up? Because I don't want my wig, I mean my hair, to get messed
wait,
up
what?
There, eh?
Okay. Let's take a right out of here.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and start driving there.
Driving? Okay.
Really didn't think about this bit. I
look, your phone's ringing. What do you do now?
Oh, it's my mother. I mean my...
Wow.
Daughter,
yeah.
Mary.
You're still alive, huh?
All right, pull the car over, please. Just pull over to the side here. Pull over to the side.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm actually 39 years old.
Oh,
my
I
mother's
know.
Really old, and she doesn't know how to drive. So I thought if I just took the driving test for her, that she could get her license there.
Oh.
So
yeah,
I dust the wig and the
tip
glasses
off was
and
you're extremely extremely exercised haunches there.
Yeah.
No 73-year-old.
Thank you. Thank you, by the way.
I mean, you picked the car up. Yeah.
Speaking of picking things up, are you trying to pick me up? Because you keep talking about my haunches.
No, they're just very noticeable.
You're an attractive young man there, eh?
They're intimidating.
Hey, think maybe we could settle this differently.
Why don't you just get on out of the car? It's...
Why aren't you into me, man?
I'm an undercover police officer.
Come on.
I'm
very attractive
this kind
for
of
a 39-year-old woman
from
Ottawa, Canada.
You're a little old for me.
Okay. Yeah, she got in trouble. The instructor got suspicious, called the cops there, and they busted her. So the woman was arrested for adult impersonation with intent. And we don't know what it's all about, but the 73-year-old mother did not get her license.
Oh.
Good.
Trying to help mom.
Just trying to help mom.
I'm glad she didn't get her license.
Yeah, me too. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, can I make just one quick request to Steve-O?
Yeah.
Never use that voice again.
Which one, the mother or the daughter?
The mother, because when you hit those screeches, it sounds like Fallout Boy centuries. And it just like crackles in the car. I almost broke my speakers.
Oh man.
So you're a Fallout Boy fan, is what you're saying?
No.
All right, we'll play you Fallout Boy.
Incredible. Incredible.
I can't wait.
I love it. Thank you.
Whoa!
Thank you, sir. Man. Hey.
Yeah.
Dude, this is...
Don't
this
lie.
Is,
listen.
Here's the thing. You don't want to be going and getting a 73-year-old person a
no.
driver's license.
What? Why not? It's your mom. There's nothing you wouldn't do for her. She birthed you.
Yeah. I want to actually take care of my mom, so yeah. I'm not going to go get her a license when she's 73 so
I
she can drive
fantastic.
Around and have a wreck.
Do you know how old Grand Peachy was when she stopped driving?
No.
92.
Whoa!
92
Boom.
Years old. She's almost 99.
Why
She'll
did
be 99
she have to
this
stop?
Year. Because she almost killed somebody. I don't know how many times she probably killed somebody, but she almost killed somebody. So
oh,
they finally...
There,
isn't there an age restriction? How is it that she could still get a driver's
See,
license?
Well, this is why they have to do it. She's 73 years old, so she had to go take an actual driving test. But the daughter thought she could... I love this story. She wore a wig and glasses and tried to take the driving exam for her mother. I love everything about it. You Canadians, I just want to go hang out with you there, eh? Just have a little fun. Watch some hockey and just, you know, eat some corn.
They're so nice
some
there.
Some Labatt Blue.
Okay.
This is beautiful.
It's actually state by state.
Oh, really?
Yeah. New Mexico, you can drive until you're 75. And then when you hit 75, you have to get it renewed every year.
Up till when?
I would say death, probably.
No, that is not okay.
You know what I think? Honestly, I think we might... No, nobody old listens to us. So I think at 65, maybe 70, because 70 is the new 50 or whatever. Maybe at 70, you should have to get a driver's license test every year.
Yeah.
And then I think there should be a certain age where you just...
Yeah.
You don't drive.
Yeah. 92? Who was testing her when she was 92?
I would be terrified. Like, would you climb into a car with... No. Yeah.
You're 92. All right.
But, I mean, they still have things to do. Places to go, people to see. Maybe a person to see. Most of their friends are dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She's lived through 4 marriages.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And it's not because they got divorced. It's because they died. She outlived all of them. Think about that. That's insane.
Oh, laughing at her tragic life. It's hilarious.
Oh. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, pool boy.
What's up, man?
You know,
what's up, man?
Chilling.
Hey, I hate to bring this subject back.
Just bring it back.
You talked about it. We've talked to you guys. Yeah. So,
what is it? Wait, what is it?
Did you hear about that pastor in Orlando?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We haven't discussed
did
it
you,
on here.
Did you hear that jerk?
He's from your home state, bro. He's a pastor in California.
You did not have to tell me.
Yeah.
I thought he was from Orlando.
Mm-mm. He was just talking about Orlando. I believe he's, is it Oakland or where is he at?
Oh, that's it's a not California. My city, San Diego.
I said your home state, dog. Your home state.
Oh, okay.
Get it right or pay the price.
Yeah, but that guy's a jerk. Have you heard of Dex Mattel?
Yeah, Steve-O was talking off the air.
I watched the video yesterday and was like, no. Yeah. No.
I haven't watched it.
He lives in Sacramento.
I just heard a little piece.
He's NorCal, Sacramento, California, is where he is.
Yeah, that is just crazy. I can't, and see, and that's what happened, you know? That's why people, Christians, quote-unquote, you know?
Yeah.
That's horrible, man. All right, man. I just had to.
Thanks, Pool Boy. Guys.
Thank you, Pool Boy.
All right, man. All
right. Why don't you mention what Pool Boy's talking about?
Man, do I have to?
It's Friday.
We don't have to go into the whole thing, but
a Sacramento pastor, and you know, sometimes people will take things out of context. So I was like, I'm going to go watch a part of this guy's sermon so that I could see if it. Nope, this is in context. He's crazy. Yeah. Sacramento pastor defended his sermon. He talked about the Florida nightclub and the shooting that happened, and praised the shooter. I just don't even understand how this is a quote unquote Christian pastor this last week saying, I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight.
Wow.
Quote, the tragedy is that more of them didn't die. I'm kind of upset he didn't finish the job.
Good grief, man.
He talked a lot about, because it was the gay community, you know, and, you know, the Bible clearly states blah, 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 hate, hate, hate. Obviously, he's crazy. Lost his mind. Does not represent Jesus Christ. Because his comments were just...
That's awful, man.
Unbelievable. But, I mean, this is the culture we live in. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a pastor of a church saying, quote, all I'm saying is that when people die who deserve to die, it's not a tragedy.
Wow.
Because he said, biblically speaking, you know, it's an abomination. And what we should be doing is lining them all up. That's what he said. A pastor!
Not a pastor.
And then we are like on damage control going, hey guys, he doesn't speak for actual Christians. This guy's crazy. He's an
idiot.
Sounds
a lot like Hitler is what he sounds like.
Gosh.
Let's line him up.
Right.
And just take them all out.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So there's actually a petition started to have him removed as the head of his own church. YouTube removed that guy's sermon altogether because they called it hate speech.
Good.
Good job, YouTube. But here's what's interesting. YouTube just removed a pastor's sermon calling it hate speech. I mean, we would agree with that sentiment that message in that moment was hate speech, but that just set a precedent. Thanks, California pastor. Yeah. We live in a crazy time, man. Pope Francis talking about marriage yesterday, some interesting things. Also, you mentioned Hitler. Did you hear about this 94-year-old Auschwitz guard?
No.
Yeah. Guard. He was a Nazi guard in Auschwitz. Just got 5 years for being a guard at Auschwitz.
Wow. How old is he?
94 years old.
Dang.
He was convicted on 170,000 counts of accessory to murder.
Wow.
All of these years later.
Wow.
So, you know, people were saying, hey, it should never be too late for the guilty to be held accountable for their actions. And so, here we go. Obviously, he's 94 and very sorry for being, you know, he said he saw some horrific things. And yeah, he was young and he just, that was a part of the system that he was in at the time. But... we live in a crazy time, man! Thanks, Pool Boy, for just, you know, we're in the midst of comedy and mother-in-laws and hilarity.
Hey, sometimes we just have to come back to reality.
Yeah, that's why people listen to our show.
When we come back, we'll talk about what the Pope had to say. Also, this female got yelled at for... parking in a designated spot for veterans. Talk about that. Good morning.
President Obama's in Orlando paying his respects to the 49 victims killed in Sunday's mass shooting.
These families could be our families.
There were no votes in the Senate in gun control. Many thought there might be after Democrats spoke filibuster style for nearly 15 hours.
Bernie Sanders addressed supporters via live stream.
The death of a British member of parliament.
On the golf course at Oakmont, the U.S. Open is underway.
Three Russian soccer fans have been sentenced to 1 to 2 years of prison for violence at the European Championship being held in France.
Parts of downtown St. Louis, Missouri are without power.
Philadelphia, that city poised to charge soda drinkers extra.
Dish and Sling TV say they are launching Cuba Max TV. Brings a variety of programming involving Cuban artists.
The Southwest will see extreme heat.
High temperatures between 115 and 120 degrees.
Career Builder Report says it takes money to make money, more than you might think.
When you take into consideration the money workers spend on transportation, their wardrobe, coffee, lunch, daycare, pet care, etc., it averages $3,300 per year.
I'm in love with my life. 7:37, good morning.
High's going up. 96 degrees now.
Ooh.
What's the weekend look like?
Tomorrow, high of 101.
Misery.
Sunday, Monday, 101 degrees as well. Got that heat wave blasting through. My brother-in-law, shout out to Mickey. They live in Surprise, Arizona. He screenshot his weather for the weekend. 120 this weekend, guys. In the Phoenix area. So, I'll take 100. I'll take 101.
Good grief.
Why not?
No.
I'll take that heat wave.
Nope.
Over, blah. Could you imagine?
No.
No.
Pretty awful.
Ugh.
No traffic incident. Oh, I take that back. 2nd Street at Manal, there is an accident. Happened about 15 minutes ago. You guys be on the lookout for that if that's on your morning commute. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live is our text number.
That's right.
585-5483. Feel free to text the show whenever you'd like. Throughout the weekend, evening, afternoon, whatever. Middle of the night. It's there for you guys. 585 Live. Now, I went back to the gym yesterday.
Proud of you.
Day one. And feeling a little sore today. But something happened at the gym yesterday that's never happened at the gym before.
That's right.
Wait, what? You missed this? Heroes? You guys got your powers. You developed superpowers.
It was pretty cool.
You...
I didn't want to brag about it.
Have discovered you are actually mutants.
No. I can see the future.
Wow.
We're going to get to wear shorts soon.
No way! No. July 2nd at Freedom Celebration.
So Teo invited me.
I did.
And when I showed up, it was just beautiful in there. Beautiful.
What do you mean?
It was peaceful. Serene. Clean.
Yeah.
People were levitating. They're just floating there.
Our boy, Joe.
Yeah.
He was a coach. He cleans that thing. For
yeah.
Real.
He does. Well, before we started working out, we sat on the floor. And I partnered with Teo.
Yeah. He said, you guys partner up with somebody you don't know. And so Dex and I partnered up.
And Teo went and grabbed
this. Just getting
this,
out of your comfort zone.
What do you call it? Tube? What is that?
It's a foam roller.
A foam
roller.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I have one of those.
You roll out your soreness.
Okay.
So he tells us to put our calves up on top of the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The roller. And then the partner has to...
Mush. Just mush your calf.
Wait, yeah. What?
Grab the other person's leg and start...
What if you're not
rolling?
Comfortable? Like somebody you don't know...
You remember that comfort zone you were talking about?
it just got weird.
Because
I'd have
even
been
with
so
a friend,
bummed. I'm so glad I'm not there.
Even with a friend, yeah, throw that out there.
Because I would have been the like third wheel going, oh man, you guys already partnered up. I gotta, hey, you new guy.
I was a
new guy here.
I was mushing Dex's calf.
What do you do?
Were you singing to him?
Taylor, what do you
no,
do?
But
what
I was just going, I've never done this at a gym before.
What
this
if...
This is nuts.
What if you had to partner up with somebody that you didn't know and they had a staph infection on their leg or something?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you do?
Why would that...
You don't do
you
that.
Don't, you just don't...
Hey,
you don't
why would
to
you
gym
go to
with
hey,
a staph infection?
Like,
some
hey, man, sorry.
No,
just
they
got,
don't. Okay,
have
what if they had some weird thing on their leg?
Small case of MRSA right here.
I would
it's
trust
no
that
bigs.
Person to tell me. I would trust that person to say, no. So if I noticed something, I'd say, did you get hurt? And then if they explained, I'd be like, I'm not going to rub your calf out. Sorry.
Wait. So you guys rubbed each other's calves
out? We did. We rubbed each other's calves.
It was because our legs were sore.
I'm never going to this one.
No, the problem is I wasn't sore yet because, you know, I mean, I hadn't been working out. So I got my
massaged. Book live this stuff. Well, you guys Facebook live the stupidest things.
We were busy.
Yeah, there's no need. You can't play with your phone while you're working out.
You could have while he was rubbing your calves. You could have just been laying there.
Oh, yes.
Could have. Nice. Mine was in the other room.
The soothing sounds of
It was awesome.
Because
really
when you
was.
Go yeah, to weird. Exercise, you go to exercise, not Facebook Live or take a selfie.
I'm glad you guys had that opportunity to bond.
Yeah,
you know what, though? I'm glad we did that.
Yeah.
Because we had to do a lot of running, and that's why we did that. So it was pretty good for you, actually.
Yeah.
Today
it's good.
Is going to suck because I am very sore.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
Yeah, I was going to go with you guys, and then I booked a haircut, so I'm just
not going to make
it. Yeah. Hey. I really am. Going to see my boy Gat.
Going to get a cut off?
Half of that sentence that I don't believe.
What?
The first half of it.
Got booked a haircut?
The first half of it.
I was going to go with you guys?
That's the part I don't believe.
Yeah.
I didn't say I was going to work out. Maybe I would have just been the Facebook Live guy. Do you guys need a cameraman? I'll totally go
We've got a cameraman.
Okay. I'm going to get my hair did.
Teo, I don't know, man. Today, gosh, I'm just feeling sore.
That's an excuse.
I know.
I want 1/8 of a centimeter cut off the tips of my hair. That's what I'm going to say.
No.
Yeah.
I'll do it for you.
No. I don't want to cut my hair. I'm growing it, man.
Okay.
I got to play Winter Soldier for Halloween. That's why I'm doing this. Also because I love it. It's easy.
Let's move on. Do you want to talk about the Pope or do you want to talk about
We had a very important question on the live line before we get to that. Did you guys rub each other's calves at the same time?
No.
Oh.
No, yes, we did. Figure that one out. All right, go ahead.
What do you want to do, the Pope or you want to talk about the girl who got yelled at?
Man, I don't know. We just got another text on the live
line. you're the worst person to look at the live line. You are. You're so ADD.
My atheist coworker showed me what that pastor said and talked to me like he had caught me in the act. I was pissed. Yeah, I hate that. When some dumb quote-unquote Christian does something in the news, because then like everybody else is like, ha! Yeah. Your religion is false! And you're like, oh, gosh. Okay, here we go. Nope. This guy's just an idiot and does not represent Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Liveliner.
No more Liveline.
But speaking of being caught in the act,
no more Liveline.
Let's talk about this because I saw this story yesterday and I was pretty thrown off because a woman was scolded yesterday. Mm-hmm. Her name's Rebecca Landis Hayes. You know, sometimes, pastor in California, we say some really stupid things without thinking. Well, that's what happened to her. She ran into a neighborhood grocery store in Concord, North Carolina, and parked in a spot designated for veterans. First of all, did you even know that there were parking spots for veterans? I've never seen that before.
Really?
Yeah.
It must just be like
I've seen
sign.
Like handicap spots and then everybody else.
And now, have you seen the spots for pregnant
I've seen women?
Oh, yeah. I like Toys R Us. Mm-hmm. I think that's like the only place I've ever seen it. It's like Babies R Us. It's like, well, that makes sense. Because it's like expectant mother spot here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never seen a parking spot for veterans. Now, she said, I don't usually use them. I don't feel comfortable. I'm perfectly capable of walking, and I'm always afraid someone might call me out. Mm. Well, in fact, someone did call her out. The 42-year-old mother of three, you know, ran into the grocery store, came back into her car, and was on the road when she noticed a folded piece of paper wedged under her windshield wiper. She was worried that there had been a fender bender in the parking lot, so she pulled over immediately to read it. And when she opened the note, she was stunned. It said, "This parking is for veterans, lady. Learn to read and have some respect." Mm. Called her lady. Last week, I called a listener on the live line lady, and she lost her mind. Apparently, ladies don't like being called lady.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, here's the interesting part. Hayes, who comes from a long line of military veterans and served in the Navy for 8 years before leaving the private sector, was shocked. She said, quote, "I thought, wow, people really do think this way. I've been lucky my whole life. This was the first time someone singled me out and said I couldn't be something because I was a woman. I was angry and sad. I'd like to think in a world where we have the first female as a major candidate for president, someone shouldn't be making those assumptions anymore." Now, she was so upset, she wanted to confront the person who left the note, but didn't know how. So instead, she posted a picture of the note and her stunned response on her Facebook page. It has since been shared tens of thousands of times.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When you park in the parking spot for veterans, do you have to have the license plate or a sticker that says you're a veteran? Because I'm wondering if a veteran who normally parks there looked and saw that she or the person... Did he say lady?
It says this parking is for veterans, lady.
Obviously saw her get out of the car.
Because here's the thing. It says this parking is for veterans, and there was a period, and then it's kind of scratched out, and then there's a comma, lady, period. Learn to read and have some respect. So here's what she said. She posted this on her Facebook page. It has been shared almost 12,000 times. But she said this, "To the person who left the note on my windshield today at the Cottle Creek Harris Theater in Concord, North Carolina. I know I parked in one of the veteran parking spaces today. It was hot. I'd been in and out of my car several times already this afternoon, and I was only going to be a minute. Besides, the parking lot was full, so I just did it. It was the first time, and I won't do it again. I'm sorry." And here's what she's sorry for. "I'm sorry that you can't see my 8 years of service in the United States Navy. I'm sorry that your narrow, misogynist worldview can't conceive of the fact that there are female veterans. I'm sorry that I have to explain myself to people like you. Mostly, I'm sorry that we didn't get a chance to have this conversation face-to-face and that you didn't have the integrity or intestinal fortitude to identify yourself. Qualities the military emphasizes." Which leads to one question. I served. Did you?
Oh, man.
This USA, woman is USA, my new hero.
USA! 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 USA!
You're not... Okay. It's supposed to be a chant in unison.
Yes.
USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA! Gosh, you are terrible at that. You are terrible at that.
You are Here's another question.
Yeah.
Is it only for old veterans or is it
No,
for-
it's a spot designated for veterans, period, the end. What do you mean is it designated? Oh, sorry, you weren't shot in the war. You didn't get a Purple Heart. No, it's for veterans, dude.
Yeah.
She's a veteran. She's a veteran.
I know. I'm just thinking of the handicap spot is usually for people that, need to park close because they're disabled or they're old.
This is designated for a veteran, and she qualifies as a veteran.
Where was her
you
sticker?
You misogynist
jerk. Where was the license
jerk.
Plate? Did
you
have the
You left
plate?
The note, didn't you? Did you leave the note? Were you in Concord, North Carolina this
Did you
week?
Do this, Dex?
What if this guy... was pointing out the fact that he didn't think that she was a veteran. It had nothing to do with that she was a lady.
She's a lady.
It was the fact that he didn't think she was a veteran.
Right, but why wouldn't he think she's a veteran? Because she was a woman?
No license plate.
No license plate. So he had to throw lady in there?
I don't know.
Yeah. Stop it.
I don't know.
Stop it. I'm right. Poor thing. I'm all for this. Lieutenant Commander, former Navy physician. Just saying.
That's pretty cool.
I think we make assumptions. Like, in this culture, we have this stupid social media mentality where, like, no matter what, our words are right. And this opinion is a value, so I'm just going to speak it now.
Yeah.
Rather than, I would have loved to have seen that person wait to have actually confronted her on that. Because too often, we are quick to say stupid little things on notes on windshields or on Facebook or on Twitter, but we would never, ever act that way in front of that human being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ever. Ever. So I agree with her. He needed to have some intestinal fortitude.
Listen.
If you will.
If you've served our country if you serve for just even a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you you qualify to park there. You do. You're a veteran. My wife, she always is the person who doesn't like to, if there's something special for veterans, she doesn't want to be a part of it because she thinks it's weird. My wife served for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
She was in the United States Air Force.
Yeah.
She served overseas.
Yeah.
She served under the general in Santa Fe.
Nice.
Big deal.
Yeah.
But she never draws attention to it.
That's cool.
I wish she would. We'd get a lot of benefits.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That's, and it comes out.
There it is.
Hey, by the way, a really intelligent, wonderful woman just chimed in. Her name is Chrissy. She said, Dex, you don't have to have a pregnant sticker or pregnant license plate to park in one of those mom spots.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, huh? USA.
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 USA. I remember when we used to go to like the Babies R Us and they'd have those pregnant mom places, and Chrissy like went early in pregnancy, was like, I'm not showing enough, I don't think. And I'm like, we're parking here.
Yeah.
You have a child inside of you. I don't care. We're parking here.
Take advantage of
the
system.
Yeah, but I can still walk. I think it's for like the big ones. I'm like, no.
You know what? Hey,
you know, like when you're like, it's for the biggins. When you're like 8 months pregnant, you just can't.
It's for the biggins.
Like my back. Yeah.
Mm. Pregnant ladies should be parking further away from the stores anyways,
okay,
because they need the exercise.
Oh, my Lord. Studio at starradio.fm. That's studio.
You need to work on your breathing.
Studio.
Man, somebody on the... Did you read the...
.fm.
Did you read this one where they said this is a stupid story? Did you read that?
Whoa.
This is a stupid story. Number one, why is this being focused on as a sexist act? Number two, would it have been sexist if it was a guy and the message said dude? Number three, who is this idiot policing parking spaces, LOL?
USA! 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 USA!
Okay. USA!
Okay.
Well,
here's why. Because the female veteran was the one that called him out for being misogynist, because he called her lady and said, look, lady, you need to show some respect. Learn to read, show some respect. And so she is making an assumption that he was saying that because she was a female. However, would he have written that note if a dude had parked in the spot? Because there was literally no other indication that she was not a veteran, mm-hmm, other than from his perspective, he saw
a woman. She's assuming that.
A woman parking in the spot. Yeah, she is assuming that. But what other indicator was there? Because you're right. There's no license plate. You don't need a sticker. There's nothing else outside of that. So in that moment, some human being saw another person parking in a spot that says for veterans. So how would they know that that person's not a veteran? Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the veterans out there.
Yeah, dude. Also on the live line, social media is making people cowards who cannot confront conflict face-to-face. It's so unfortunate. Grow up, people. The guy was defending veterans, so that means he really was defending her. I think she could have had a little more tact and not said anything.
You know? Wrong. Okay.
Also, Dex, it's not just for old guys who wear veteran hats, okay?
Sure
it's for veterans.
No, I think you have to have the hat. You have to have the license plate. Maybe there's a sticker that you can get. You know?
Yeah.
A special veteran sticker.
Come on, man.
I keep thinking of that guy who left his dog in the car the other day, and he was a veteran. I looked down at that license plate. He was wearing the hat and everything.
You know, we got a story about that.
About what?
About a person that broke a window.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Inside Edition yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And a listener sent it to us.
Yeah, there was somebody. Somebody left their dog in a black BMW with black interior, and this guy picked up a rock and just went to town on the window.
Oh no!
It took him a few times to get the window to bust.
Yeah, because it's not the movies.
When they got the dog out, the thing was like sweating.
The dog was soaking wet as the man pulled him to safety on a day when temperatures were more than 90 degrees.
Ugh. Good for that guy.
Yeah.
Good.
Hero.
I can be your hero.
So this was in Canada, and it said the owners had been absent for about 50 minutes despite an announcement asking them to return to the parking lot to get their dog at a festival.
50 minutes? I can't believe that dog is alive.
Well, it's alive because of the actions of one man.
Oh, dude, somebody on the live line just chimed in, and we have got to talk about this. Confrontation time. We talk about how we're not willing to confront people.
Mm-hmm.
We park in the expecting mother spot. We're not expecting a child, but we have expectations, and my wife is a mother. No! No!
Yeah.
Have some respect, lady! No, that is not okay. That is for people who are with child. And don't say, well, we have a child. He's in the backseat. Hey.
Well, you don't respect moms? Huh? I do. I respect moms. I respect veterans. I respect the lady.
He just needs everybody to wear stickers so he can know what you
are.
Yeah,
if you could wear the hat or the sticker on the car, maybe the license plate, then maybe next time I won't leave
who
it
Who is
out.
It to
I
that mean, person?
Me.
That way you don't have to respect them, you know, if they don't wear an indicator.
Yeah, that's
right. You're free and clear.
That's right. Okay. All right, we got to go to break. Hang out.
You're a star, yeah, you are a star. Wow, you're super special, just the way you are.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Yeah, you're a star.
Good morning. It's Friday.
Yeah.
June 17th, 8:04. 8:04.
High today, 97 degrees. I got an
uh-oh.
Accident in the right lane is blocked. I-40 West at University. That's exit 159D. And it's backed up. Let's see. Backed up to San Mateo. Not fun. Slow traffic. Expect delays up to 5 minutes, guys. Again, that is not showing up on my map because of these stupid buttons. I-40 West at University. Backed up to San Mateo. Also, an accident at 2nd Street and Manal. And a serious accident, Unser Boulevard at Western Trail. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live. That's our text live line. You can call us at 338-3700. We'll talk Pope in just a few minutes. Also, at 835, Slow Motion Theater is back. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We got a good one planned for you.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
Two cops responded to a trespassing report on Saturday in Connecticut. Turned out it was a homeless woman who was sleeping in a shed. We don't know her name, but the cops are John and Jeff. And they tried to find a homeless shelter that would take her, but apparently they were all full. So these two cops started talking about how much a motel would cost. Then they agreed to split it and use their own money to put her up at a Comfort Inn for the night. They haven't said how much it cost, but the front desk guy gave them a discount when they told him why they needed the room. And a photo of John and Jeff, of course, is circulating all over Facebook. Amazing. These two cops.
That's sweet of them.
He says he doesn't use Facebook very often, so he didn't even realize it would go viral until his sister called and asked about it. And he's surprised it's getting that much attention. He says police officers go above and beyond all the time. And he's personally seen other cops do bigger things than just buying someone a room for the night. Jeff says they also gave the woman money for food and helped her get in touch with family members who might be able to help out. Shout out to these cops, man. And to all the law enforcement. Thank you for your service. Keeping us safe. Going above and beyond the call of duty. We know a lot of you do that. So thank you. Homelessness. It's a bad thing, especially in our city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everywhere, but here it's bad. So if you have a little extra, maybe it's clothes just sitting in your garage.
Hang on, Steve-O.
What are you doing?
What is happening over there?
What happened?
I don't know. I'm listening.
No,
you lost something. I'm just listening to him. Oh well, I can't find my my lavender lip stuff.
Was it your mouth guard?
No, I just had
Steph threw it over there.
Oh,
what?
Nothing. Just. Carry on.
I just looked over and he's got a giggle bud over there.
What are you giggling about?
I can't find my lip stuff.
Because that's why you're giggling?
No, I'm giggling because you're like, homelessness, it's bad. I'm like, that should be a poster because that was just so eloquent.
Somebody,
this is so good, man.
I hate your face.
Because homelessness, it's bad.
If you're making your way to VBS everywhere here at Calvary, don't forget that it's backed up. We just got a live liner text person
that
says
what I said.
Osuna is backed up pretty bad. So if you're on your way, that's a quick traffic thing.
Yeah. Homelessness.
Homelessness.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Gosh. Guys, it's all bad.
It is.
It is.
Are you going to take a picture?
Why do you want to make fun of it?
You're going to take a picture
of you.
A little cat hanging
from a string.
Because
I said it's bad? Well, is homelessness okay?
No.
Is it good?
We should be doing cool things like those officers did. That's amazing.
It
I love
sure
that.
Is. What would you say? Homelessness is...
It's bad.
A problem?
I would say homelessness
sucks.
Is another blemish on the face of adolescent America.
Wow. See?
Look at that.
I don't have that education.
Neither do I.
I am from Mississippi.
I would have just said homelessness
Gosh.
Sucks.
I'm pretty sure everybody has the same level of education as me.
That's
other,
a lie.
Like
nope.
anywhere else in the country when
Not
they
true.
Hit fifth grade.
Not
Speaking
true.
Of, we had somebody chime in on the live line from the Carolina Day North. You know, we're talking earlier about that veteran who parked in that spot.
You
and they called
read
her
it
lady.
Word for word.
Nope.
Can I finish my homeless?
No. They said a translation is required. In North Carolina, they're polite. They say they call each other sir, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And so to call a woman a lady is the same as if you're calling her a bad word.
I have had the opposite experience here in Albuquerque, Mr. Text in person. I called someone ma'am and definitely got a talking to about how I had just made them feel very old.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yep.
how here that was not a sign of respect as it is in the South.
Yeah. I remember.
And so I said, what if I call you Miss Lady? And they said, okay.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello, Miss Lady.
You don't say ma'am.
I still say ma'am. I'll say sir or ma'am.
So this person that texted
matter.
In, you're just making people feel old all around you.
It's like Teo said, you choose to be offended by things. You know, how you get offended by a situation. If someone is offended by me calling them sir or ma'am, then it's like, dude, that's just trying
that's
to
you.
Show respect. So my intent of the heart was to show you respect because you're obviously really old. And I'm just
and that's what we're at. That's where we're at a disadvantage in this situation with the lady whose stuff has gone viral. Because they didn't actually talk to each other, they'll never know the intent of the other person.
Right.
Because I also, I think he probably was kind of trending sexist as much as, you know, some people would not want to admit that. He probably was. But at the same time, I post it on Facebook? Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And obviously it's become a viral hit.
Well, she wanted to confront the situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I get that.
I would love to talk to you face to face, but
and
hopefully
maybe
this reaches you.
Maybe it's because I'm a guy and I haven't really had to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that totally could be it. That would be my bias there.
Here's the question. If you were the human being who wrote that note and you saw and it trended your way onto Facebook, would you respond?
I would apologize.
Ooh, nice.
No way, man.
No.
No way. No.
Why not?
Are you kidding me? Once you come out as the person who left the note, the media's coming after you.
Yeah, but what if you come out
Death
and
threats
apologize?
Are coming after
what
you.
What if you come at it from the approach of I apologize? You're
matter.
Right. I assumed something. And I
they don't
thank
need
you
to
for
apologize.
Your service. I apologize. Maybe you did, and it was just to her directly.
Okay,
didn't
then that's
to.
Fine. If
you
it was mean? Maybe a message on Facebook.
Yeah.
But don't tell everybody that it was you. That's not smart. That'd be bad.
Like homelessness. It's bad.
Steve-O, it is.
It is.
I know! What else did the officers do?
Nah, it's over.
No, I mean, what else? But what else about it?
A lot of things, but it's over.
Okay.
A lot of things. I had a lot of great information about shelters and...
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, no.
I did.
I'm sorry.
It's fine, man. It's fine.
You blew it!
Okay, where do we go from here? The Pope. The Pope.
People are freaking out. Speaking of how we choose to be offended, can you give me Pope music?
I don't know. Not today.
You don't have Pope music?
I do. I just don't really want
to. Come on! I can't tell a Pope story without my Pope music.
Now, you know, you're going to cut me down with your words.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm okay. I'm not choked up or anything.
You know you guys can talk about it.
Just have a frog in my throat. But,
Frog.
Cut me down. You think I want to help you out?
Somebody says
we're a team, buddy.
Changing the subject, they say, have you guys covered the squatty potty? To which I say, I cover mine every day with my feet.
Wow, we got a chime in from the live line also that said, I won a CD once from M88, and Steve-O answered my call, and I called him sir, and he told me not to call him that because he felt old.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
I'm not a sir! Actually, you know what? Luke's coach.
Wait a second. You just said you're not a sir, but you just said a minute ago that you'll call people sir.
I will. I really will.
Why would you
do that? And it doesn't even matter. It could be the 29-year-old working at Walmart, and I'll say, thank you, ma'am.
But like, what if you don't like it, then why would you
do
it to somebody else?
You're right. Well, it's because I always feel old. And case in point, Luke's coach, Coach Rush, he's very respectful. The authoritative figure, if you will. His children, all of them, call me Mr. Jeter. And I'm like, oh, dude, you don't have to do that. You can just call me Steve-O. You know, and they're like, no, we can't, Mr. Jeter. Because this is his dad. It's like, no, dude, hey, it's not your buddy right there. Mr. Jeter.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I'm trying to get used to that because I'm just not. It does make me feel old when my kids' friends call me Mr. Jeter.
Sorry.
I will slay you.
I'm sorry.
I will.
Reality check.
When you're going to be careful you don't throw your hip out. just throwing that out there.
Yeah, you can punch hard.
I hate you both today. Oh, man. Do your kids' friends call you like Mr. Toth-Toth? Mr. Tother?
No, Mr. Tothy?
Mr. Tothy?
Maybe once.
What do they call you?
Dex?
Yeah. See? Hey, Dex.
But I'm okay with Mr. Toth.
I had a nephew once that wouldn't call me uncle, though, and it frustrated me to no end. So I say that, and then on the flip side, it's like, within the same family, two of them were always like, hey, Uncle Steve, Uncle da-da-da-da, and then it was like, Steve! And I'm like, I am your uncle.
That's right.
I will take you down.
Yeah, that's so disrespectful. If you
uncle
have a nephew or niece,
Steve.
They uncle call you
Steve.
Uncle. Uncle and aunt.
Yeah. Or auntie. My aunts are aunties.
Or Tia.
Yeah. You're not just like, hey, Roger. Like, no! Respect! Mm-hmm. You gotta, so I, but I finally just stopped calling him out on it because I was just done because he just never, it was just always like, hey, Steve. You know, and I'm like, oh, man.
Hey, Steve.
You are sweet and you're just innocent and you don't understand authority and respect. Mm-hmm. Uncle!
Uncle.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Coco, he works here. He still calls me Uncle Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Uncle.
I love it. I have a nephew in his 20s.
The Pope. Here we go.
Okay. that's my Pope music today?
There you go.
You are such a jerk. Okay.
That's good.
Okay, Pope Francis.
That's all you
need. He got into... What? I need Pope music. You're making me lose my voice. I'm screaming so much today.
You should find clips from that album he put out last year, that rock album.
Okay.
The Pope put out a rock album?
You don't know about this?
No, what?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding? When did this happen?
Oh, I hate you guys. I just want to tell my story.
Well, you get to hang on a second.
Is that for real?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wait. Debuts her... Wait.
No,
oh,
that's Cassidy Pope from The Voice, man. Cassidy Pope from The Voice.
Yeah, I just read it. Thanks.
Here. Pull up my computer.
This is real.
He put out a rock album? This might be the coolest Pope ever.
Oh, right, man.
Ready?
Good gosh,
dude. Right up there. It was right up there.
I know, dude. My
bad. My bad. Hey. Sorry, guy.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Shut up.
What?
I'd love for you to come look at this article.
What?
Mother!
This came out in November. We talked about this.
I don't even remember this.
This is really the Pope. Guys, this is from Rolling Stone magazine. This is really the Pope.
It's from an album called Wake Up that came out November 27th of last year.
Well, he's calling for people to wake up right now. Thursday, he said that the great majority of Catholic marriages are religiously null because people don't understand the concept of a lifetime commitment. People, of course, were quick to lambast the Pope as irresponsible and possibly discouraging people from working at their unions. Here's the deal. Somebody asked him about the crisis of marriage and how Catholics can help young people overcome their resistance, delusions, and fears about marriage. And he was really honest. He cited a case he'd heard of this young guy who was like, I want to be a priest, but I only want to be a priest for 10 years. And the Pope's like, well, no, it's a lifelong commitment. But the culture, he says, is too provisional, so they don't understand what they're getting into when they make that vow of till death do us part, because it's not even registering in their brains because of the culture we live in.
I'm sorry, Steve. Is he going to sing?
Okay.
It has excerpts from some of his speeches.
Okay. So is he playing guitar? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Listen.
Oh, I hate you guys.
It is the duty to be vigilant, not to allow the pressures, the temptation, and the sins of the ourselves for daughter to
die. So he doesn't sing.
Oh my gosh.
The LP is a collaboration with Believe Digital, featuring the pontiff delivering sacred hymns and excerpts of his most moving speeches in multiple languages, paired with uplifting musical accompaniment ranging from pop rock to Gregorian chant. So he kind of oversaw the musical side of it, and then he sings hymns on some parts of it. So he's definitely, this is his thing, okay. Man. It's his record.
If you could find that spot where he's singing.
I'll find it one day.
Back to you, Steve.
No. Back to you, Smooth Steve. Get him, Steve Dave.
I don't want to. I don't
Everybody
want to play with
the
you guys
audience
anymore.
Was wondering.
Take it by Paul
so Tao,
going home.
Tao says the Pope put out a rock album. Everybody's waiting to hear him sing, and there's nothing.
It's true.
I like how you became everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone was
waiting.
Everyone identifies with
bated
breath. My conflict.
Text in, everyone, if you were in the same boat as I. I wanted to hear him sing.
Well, you didn't get what you wanted. You can't always get what you want.
A lot of people are really upset with the Pope.
Why?
Because they say his comments were irresponsible, ridiculous, extraordinary. But not everybody's saying that. Some are saying, hey, Pope is saying what the vast majority of pastors, theologians, and lawyers think, but aren't willing to say. Mm. This Pope just says it.
Yeah. Dude, he does it.
So he did come out and say that this culture just doesn't understand.
You think he's wrong about that?
No. I don't. He said, quote, it's provisional, and because of this, the great majority of our sacramental marriages are null, because they say yes for the rest of my life, but they don't know what they are saying because they have a different culture. They say it, they have goodwill, but they don't know, end quote. People, of course, are saying, dude, you just, like, killed marriage. Like, young people aren't going to want to get married now. I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Now.
But did any of us, when we walked down that aisle and said, I do, like, till death do us part, know, like, what we were getting into for the rest of our lives?
I don't think anybody can really prepare you.
You can't.
Not that, I'm not saying it's all like doom and gloom. I'm not saying that at
no,
all. It's just that you spend,
but it's challenging.
Yeah. And then it's the same way as nobody can really prepare you for when you have a child. Mm-hmm. You know, you get advice from everybody from every end of the spectrum, and the same thing happens with marriage. Mm-hmm. And none of it is adequate preparation.
It's true. One thing I'm very guilty of in my marriage is when things got really tough for Leslie and I in our marriage.
Yeah.
I would throw out the I'm leaving.
Oh,
or
man.
The divorce word.
The D word. It was, you can never say it.
I know. I can't believe I just said it.
I think it's funny. You just said the divorce word.
Yeah, because that's the word. You meant the D word, but you just went for it.
I didn't mean to say it.
You poked it, man. You totally just poked it.
That's the thing. We made a promise to each other that we wouldn't say that word
right.
anymore. Like, we made a vow.
Which word was that?
The divorce word.
The divorce word. It's scary when I say it.
Don't say it.
I get scared every time.
Say
but,
Mufasa.
You know, I think the Pope's right, because we don't want to work on our marriages, especially in America. When the going gets tough, the tough does not get going in America.
A lot of times they don't.
We give up
but
too
why,
easy.
That's why some people are really angry with the Pope for his words, because Edward Peters, he's a canon lawyer, he's a blogger, he wrote Friday that the Pope's comments were the equivalent of a nuclear winter, because they suggest that most people have failed at the most natural of human efforts. Here's what he said, quote, "Beyond the arresting scope of the claim that nullity is rampant, there's the debilitating effect that such a view can and doubtless will have on couples in difficult marriage situations. After all, if the great majority of Christian marriages, as the Pope said, are, as alleged by Francis, already null, then couples struggling in difficult marriages and looking for the bread of spiritual and sacramental encouragement may instead be offered stones of despair. Hey, your marriage is most likely null, so give up now and save everybody a lot of time and trouble." End quote. He's not necessarily wrong in that, because the Pope did say that. Hey, a lot of these marriages are null because you guys don't even know what you were saying when you got into it. And whereas that may be true, it doesn't give us the excuse to go, "I'm calling it a day." I've been married 13 years, and I wouldn't dare begin to tell you, like, I've got marriage cornered. You know what I mean? Like, it's difficult. It is a difficult relationship. Mm-hmm. It's very rewarding. It's incredible, but it's challenging.
And 2 weeks out of the month.
If you can't put your... What? Such a dumb.
Thanks, Trump.
Oh, go ahead. Phone lines are open if the Starmy wants to chime in. I'm done talking.
I didn't say anything.
Three other people in the Starmy wanted to hear him sing.
Thank you.
Yeah, people
three.
Are waiting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's half our audience.
That big everyone you were talking about. All three.
Thanks for
There's
holding.
There's five now. Two more just chimed in.
Appreciate it. Just keep them coming. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. What's up?
This is Adam,
Becca's
husband.
Hey!
Man, you know
what?
Up,
dude?
When do we get to hang out with you?
I know. Your wife is on campus like every day, just like banging on our windows and just being like, "Hang out." And we're like, "Dude, we want to hang out with Adam."
He's like, she's the cool one. I'm boring, man. I just work and do boring stuff.
Yeah, no but way, you, dude. You have the wisdom, so
yeah, exactly.
I know you called to drop it.
Exactly.
Let's hear it.
We'll listen to what you say.
I don't know about that. I did want to chime in. I'm a big fan of Pope Francis, and I just wanted to say that. I mean, because he just put out a huge thing on family, and marriage, and children. It's called The Joy of Love. You can actually download it. The Vatican will, you know, let you have it for free. Mm-hmm. And if you read it, you know, this comes in a context in which he's already talked, you know, in detail about the family, and he's already laid out, you know, what he has. So this is kind of like, I think, quintessential just mass media and how we kind of
right.
take stuff and we just run with it without getting the content. And so if you really, I mean, I'd encourage you guys, like I said, you can download it for free. It's 7 chapters, but the stuff, and keep in mind, the guy's single. I mean, he doesn't even have necessarily, you know, actual anecdotal evidence of being married.
Right.
But the stuff that this guy says, you know, for me, being married, just going on nine years now in August, I mean, it was just a breath of fresh air for me. So I think it's a bit unfair to kind of go at him that way and say, "Oh, this is a blanket statement about marriage." And I was like, "Well, no, it's not. He's been talking about it. He wrote a book about it. So it's not exactly fair."
Nice.
I love
Dude,
that.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of chime in and add that.
Good Appreciate
stuff,
that, man.
Good is stuff.
Is the book in English?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, it was obviously written in Latin, but you know, it's translated into English. Like I said, just Google Pope Francis, The Joy of Love, PDF, and the Vatican. Well, I mean, they have it on for free. You can download it in like 5 seconds.
Wow. Boom.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Adam.
You got it. You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Bud.
That guy was a fan of Theology Thursday, and you know why? Because he uses his brain.
He got a brain.
He just does. He doesn't just fire off like us. He like, "Hey guys, I read this 7-chapter book in Latin, and here are my thoughts." You, sir, are a gentleman and a scholar.
So going back to what the Pope said,
yeah,
about marriages and how is he saying that if a married couple went to him that. He could say that your marriage is...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't understand.
Well, you got to read the book, apparently.
Okay.
Becca just chimed in. alongside her husband, said, I got married at 18. If we didn't view it as binding and a covenant, we would have been divorced day two. Also, the Pope is a rock star.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
I mean, he literally is, because he made a rock album. But again, more and more people are saying, I don't know, man. I was hoping it was going to be like that old guy from America's Got Talent. Started singing Drowning Pool.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that too. Yeah.
Come on.
I was.
That's not going to happen.
I was thinking, man, this sounds a little like Rush. Man, this
is what if he did? I'm not even going to get into the fact that you agree with someone that says Drowning Pool is a definition of rock music.
That's
I'm not even going to go into that.
Yeah, it's a whole other debate.
Thank you for holding.
Chime in on the live line, 585 live.
So we all agree that the Pope is a wise man.
I mean,
no, actually, a lot of people don't agree with that.
I was going to say, most people do not.
I met in this
A lot
room.
Of people don't like the Pope.
No, they
and
don't.
I just, you
know. I have friends who think he's the Antichrist.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they live in Mexico, but whatever.
What? That was probably the oddest and favorite thing you've ever said on the show.
It's true.
I mean, they live in Mexico.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Have friends that live in Mexico?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I can't really speak to them. I have to have an interpreter.
Okay.
They're still my friends.
Just, you know.
I just don't
it's
understand
his dentist.
Why does what we say not go viral? Is it because it's terrestrial radio?
I don't know.
I don't know. Man,
do we have
to
leave a note on a car?
Apparently. Apparently. If you're just joining us, the Pope said some words yesterday about marriage. He said the great majority of Catholic marriages are religiously null because people don't understand the concept of a lifetime commitment. They're irresponsible and don't know what they're getting into. Obviously, it does not mean you can just walk away from your marriage. I mean, if you're looking at it biblically in context, it is a covenant relationship.
That was my question.
I mean?
Is
no.
he saying that you can?
I don't know. He doesn't out.
Well, if it's null, then what does that mean?
Religiously null? I don't know. You still, like, whether you intended to or not. It'd be like, okay, how about this? You sign up for 4 years in the military, right? You sign your life away. You join the military. You're at boot camp and you go, oh, man, I wasn't expecting this. This isn't what I signed up for. I'm pretty sure the U.S. government isn't going to be like, oh, that's cool, bro. We'll just nullify this. Go home. You're good.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And this is one of those covenant relationships, till death do you part. I mean, do people walk away from it? Yeah. Sadly, more often than not, it's kind of on the huge.
Yeah.
But biblically speaking, there are only a few grounds. And I'll say a few, and people will be like, whoa, no, one. But, I mean, we could discuss that later.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Still waiting for the Pope album.
Did you find that spot where he's singing? It's
kind of like System of a Down.
Still looking for it.
He did a cover of Toxicity.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Gosh, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll read some of your text messages. A lot of people chiming in. A lot of people calling. And Slow Motion Theater is back. Enjoy it. It's going to be gone very soon. Hang out with us.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Obama's in Orlando paying his respects to the 49 victims killed in Sunday's mass shooting.
These families could be our families.
There were no votes in the Senate in gun control. Many thought there might be after Democrats spoke filibuster style for nearly 15 hours.
Bernie Sanders addressed supporters via live stream.
The death of a British member of parliament.
On the golf course at Oakmont, the U.S. Open is underway.
Three Russian soccer fans have been sentenced to 1 to 2 years of prison for violence at the European Championship being held in France.
Parts of downtown St. Louis, Missouri are without power.
Philadelphia, that city poised to charge soda drinkers extra.
Dish and Sling TV say they are launching Cuba Max TV. Brings a variety of programming involving Cuban artists.
The Southwest will see extreme heat.
High temperatures between 115 and 120 degrees.
Career Builder Report says it takes money to make money more than you might think.
When you take into consideration the money workers spend on transportation, their wardrobe, coffee, lunch, daycare, pet care, etc., it averages $3,300 per year.
You're ready. I'm ready. Yeah. Okie dokie, yo. Is that true? Yes. Okie dokie.
8:42. Good morning.
High today of 96 degrees.
Accident in the right lane is blocked. I-40 West at University Boulevard. It's exit 159D. Earlier we had an accident close to that. It looks like it's been cleared. But out on the west side, there's a serious accident. Unser Boulevard at Western Trail. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Thanks for joining us. Dex, Steve-O, Teo.
Yep.
Ready for the weekend, boys. Anything planned this weekend? Except for that awesome hashtag series? Huh?
Does it kick off this weekend?
I thought
it was next weekend. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's still like the teaser trailer.
Just a lot of stuff.
All we've seen is the teaser trailer for the hashtag
series.
You've
been saying it's this weekend.
No. It's the 26th or 25th. Or whatever.
What's the series? Is it still the same series that's been happening?
No, dude. Last week was Welcome Weekend.
What's this weekend? Is it,
remember what Sunday is, bro? Think about it for 8 seconds. Yeah. So it's going to be like a Father's Day thing.
Okay. Yeah. You said it was this weekend.
No, but yes, what coming up did. This Wednesday, maybe this is why. Because coming up this Wednesday is a new series that's going to be incredible, the Summer Heat series. And there's going to be like food trucks, and it's going to be legit Wednesday nights here at Calvary. We're talking like La Cumbre is going to be here. I'm just kidding.
What?
No.
But there will be food trucks.
Big jump there.
Big fan of food trucks.
Yeah.
There are going to be like bounce houses for the kiddos.
Oh, nice.
Soft toys.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's good.
So that's happening. This weekend's Father's Day, but I don't know. I can't say that I have any big plans. I know one thing that we're doing, but I don't know if it's a surprise that Chrissy's doing for her dad, so I don't know. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
Don't ruin it,
just
Steve.
In case. I mean, I don't know.
NBA Finals at your house?
On Sunday night? I'll have to talk to Chrissy because that's Father's Day. I know. It's Father's Day.
I'm coming.
I don't even know.
It's game 7, man.
I know. Go Cavs.
Go. No.
I'm the only one in my house that is going for the Cavs.
I hope you've been thinking about a bet between us, because I'm a Warriors fan. Steve-O's going for the Cavs.
I am.
It's
I'm
game
not a
7
fan of
the finals.
I just, you know.
And we're thinking maybe we could throw down a little bet and
love for you guys.
Loser has to do something on Monday. We don't know what that is yet. We have until the end of the show.
We'll figure
it out. Be thinking about it.
Is that true? Yes!
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Here we go. Take one.
Oh, would you be bummed or would you still just be like, because it's like, man, that's even more impressive because you have the oddest voice and people still listen to you. Prove me wrong. There's no audio proof.
That's true. But it wasn't. He was from like Illinois, right? Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky, yeah.
He was really tall. He had a dope beard.
Oh, I'm talking about Abraham Lincoln.
Crazy cool hat.
Yeah.
He killed vampires.
What Abraham Lincoln might have sounded like.
Oh, really?
Lincoln's voice, as far as period descriptions go, was a little shriller, a little higher.
Come on.
Hey, guys, it's Abraham Lincoln. 4 score 7 years ago.
Okay. Do you have this turned up? Turn this up.
Yes, I'll take this teddy bear, this ruler.
Okay.
You nailed that! I totally did!
These are audio clips from Family Guy.
awesome.
Oh, man. Awesome. The screams are the best.
Okay. So our next and final clip today.
Wait.
Of slow motion theater. Is now we've never done this before.
Oh no!
It's the three of us together.
Yeah!
Oh no!
And man,
so you're telling me it sounds like an actual Friday night?
Allison was a really sweet person, though.
I don't know
what
she kind of had an attitude.
No, she okay. did. You know how many interviews she probably did this morning, and she wanted to talk about her sweet new show, Murder, She Baked, and all we talked about was Days of Our Lives.
Wait. When did she have an attitude?
Yeah, I thought she was great.
I could hear it.
Okay.
I can hear
you. Know what?
Megan,
you
stuff.
Are prejudging.
I heard it in her voice.
You're a jerk. You're a prejudger.
There's that millennial attitude.
Yeah. Okay, way to go. Way to go,
you.
Buddy.
You know,
I'm offended.
You guys no want to just think that she's all nice and sweet, but in reality, she's not.
Dex, are you willing to go ahead and just own up and give me props because I booked fun interviews?
I haven't got a text from my mom yet. So I don't think,
I don't have to go home yet. That's a good rating system.
Fine.
It's
whatever.
My mom's favorite.
I didn't think she was mean. I thought she was super sweet. Man.
She had a little bit of attitude.
Whatever.
She was on Days of Our Lives for 22 years.
She didn't want to talk about soap opera. She wanted to just talk about her movie.
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame her. She did the soap opera thing for 20-something
years.
So you
are admitting that she had a little bit of an attitude.
No, she did not. I didn't hear it. I'm just saying, if that was the case, I wouldn't blame her.
I'm about to have a
two
little
different
bit
thing.
Of an attitude on your face and my fists.
Uh-oh.
Well, bring it. Let's do this right now. Come on.
I don't want to fight you right now. It's not even 9 o'clock.
You can't say that in a fight.
It's too early.
You can't just back out and say, you know, it's not even 9 o'clock.
You can.
I need to wait.
Most fights happen after school over by the pine tree.
Liveline chimed in and said, hey, she had attitude at the beginning, but she did open
See?
Up a bit
What
more.
Did I say?
Who are these people?
Gosh. Dude, my head hurts.
Here's the problem. You can tell when you guys' voices are slow down because you speak faster than me, so you can hear like the tuner thing. But when I talk, it sounds like I'm just talking.
Yeah,
it does.
It's so true. Oh, my brain hurts.
The Morning Invasion.
That was a good one.
Brings you slow motion theater.
Yep. We had so many people chime in during slow motion theater.
Yep. Just slowed our voices down. That's all we did.
My face hurts. So funny, guys. OMG. Y'all sound like you had one too many. Thanks for the laughs. Love it. Slow mo segment. Great job. Mm. Oh, man. Klopez chimed in. He said, I'm literally crying in my car. I can't take it.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
338-3700. You can call us or hit us up on the live line at 585-LIVE.
You know what's terribly tragic is that was an actual conversation we had.
Yeah.
Just slowed down. So,
dude, our conversations are legit.
Yeah.
Let me say that again so you can slow it down next week.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Our conversations are legit. I want to hear how slow that was.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta remember this. It was 8:50.
Oh, man. Yeah, our girl Arlington, Texas says it doesn't sound slow motion. It sounds like someone spiked the coffee. Sounds slurring, LOL. Someone else said, I'm dying. I think that's probably our most popular segment on our show.
And that's sad.
That's really sad. Really sad, guys.
Seriously.
It's our Cheater's Hotel. It's,
yeah.
Slow motion theater is our thing.
That's our Big Mac.
I'll take it.
Well, I mean, there we were presented with a segment idea recently that we had actually discussed before, the helium thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was a segment that was like, we better not. Because one, I know my wife was not super keen on it for the simple fact that it's like, that kills brain cells. One of us is going to pass out and die.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea.
I need all of my brain cells.
Yeah, I need them.
I've killed too many.
As heard from that last segment, yeah. We're not very bright.
No.
Daniel just sent us an incredible idea.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Can we read it?
No. Yeah. I mean, we can't read it, but we're going to save it next Friday, Slow Motion Theater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Daniel, good
one
idea.
For the books, man. Yes, we will do that for sherzies. For sherzies.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, Buck and I, back in the day, we did Helium Theater.
Uh-huh.
And Buck almost died. He still has a scar on his back.
He got Bell's palsy from it.
Okay, you know, that's not true.
He might have.
He probably did.
It might have been.
Am I right?
Email from Albert, who says Slow Motion Theater is my favorite. Please never stop. Okay.
Well, Albert,
good
I'm
morning.
Sorry to tell you.
Hey there.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Steve-O and Teo. You actually weren't here when I called last time, but this is the girl from Arlington.
Hey!
Hello, Arlington.
What's up, Arlington?
I'm staying incognito just because, you know, we don't want the other morning show to know I call in here.
That's right. You're splitting time.
But I want to know who the other morning show is. Is it local to the Texas area?
Yes and no. Well, it's out of Nashville, but it's syndicated to our area. And Teo can tell you, I told him over the live line yesterday or the day before.
Thank
He's
you.
Familiar with it.
Yeah.
You're
all
familiar.
Right.
Okay.
So you're the one who texted us the other day and said that you thought that our show was a train wreck at first.
Yeah.
But now.
I did.
Now
I
you've grown to love
did.
It.
So, okay, if it was a train wreck in the beginning, I got to know, what made you stick around?
Well, because I was getting tired of, even though it was a little bit of a train wreck, I was kind of getting tired of the bubble Christian radio, and I thought, well, there has to be something to this. I first tuned in, and I went, oh my gosh, what am I listening to? This is the most frightening thing ever.
Oh, man.
And it sounded like one of our secular afternoon shows here in the DFW area.
Just terrible.
It was bad, but then I listened and I listened more. I gave myself more than 30 minutes. Mm. And I think what hooked me in was when you interviewed Double J.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
No kidding.
That was a really powerful interview. And the way you handled it was just amazing. And listening to his story. And then also the way you handled the Jonathan Banks interview. Mm. You interview very interesting people.
Yeah. That's true.
That's one of my favorite aspects of this, is getting to talk to humans from all different walks of life and just hear their story.
It threw me off at first. I mean, even though I don't expect fluffy, I mean, I do have a expectation in mind that, well, so you're supposed to interview Christian artists and Christian people, but the fact that you take it out of there is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
It just was hard to get used to at first.
Right.
Mm.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, because it can be
uncomfortable. And then the other reason why I got turned on to the show is because the show I normally listen to, that show is, you can't accuse that Christian morning show being fluffy either, not even the least bit. So I thought, I wonder if there's something else out there. And I'm kind of glad to see more people going away from the annoying stuff and being more real.
All right.
Well, that's very nice to hear. You know, I always say you have to give us at least a couple days.
Yeah.
You have to give us at least 3 months.
Yeah, well.
There you go.
I think after 2 days.
Okay, but I did because I started listening in March.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. Glad you're still around.
You gave us a chance, man.
Glad you're around.
Solid.
Thank you. Regular contributor to the Morning Invasion.
Cool. We love you.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
You
and
too.
Y'all enjoy your weekend.
You too.
That's awesome.
Take care. Arlington.
Bye. DFW.
Very cool.
Texas, y'all.
Yep.
Texas.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dude, group text between the three of us. And that's the first text. And I had no idea what you guys were doing. Yeah. I can't escape the K-pop anywhere. Anywhere, including group texts at night.
Nope. Can't do it.
You're a fan.
Yep.
You're a fan.
You're just tuning into our morning show. Hey, give us a chance. It's like watching a TV show. You have to let the characters develop.
But we're not characters. We're real.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
When you first watch a TV show, it could be a little boring, or maybe you're thinking, oh, man, this is a train wreck. You got to give it a chance. You got to let the story, the characters develop a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with our morning show. You tune in, you hear Steve-O yelling and screaming. You just have to be patient.
Stop it. Shout out to Matthew listening in St. Louis, who just chimed in and said, hey, agree with Arlington 100%. I listen every morning as I'm at work.
Sweet.
Shout out, Matthew.
Thanks, guys.
Do you know me and that guy are related? Because we have the same first name. Do you know you're related to everybody you have the same first name with? It's pretty neat.
Everybody knows that.
Someone in Albuquerque says, hey, Team Awesome Morning Party opened up my eyes to the fact that Christians have the freedom to have fun. Thanks, bros.
What was that?
That was a thing we used to do back in the day.
Tamp?
Yeah.
Man, think about what you just read. Opened up the fact that Christians can have fun?
Yeah, the freedom to have fun.
Sorry we dumped you guys.
It's sad.
That is sad, right?
No, but it's true, though. That's because I think a lot of us grew up in a culture where our church was, my youth group was just, you can't do this, you can't. There was never any, like, freedom of, you know, like, hey, let's live. Because Christ wants us to live to our fullest. There's no chains or bondage to, you know, what the world says is fun or exciting or acceptable. Yeah. We're not to do this, but it's not because he wants to limit us. It's because he created us and understands our makeup and how we should live.
I don't wear makeup.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a break. Hang on.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus. Entertainment.
What kind of one? The one that Karen was supposed to wear.
Oh, no.
And
what? Yeah, you know what? I don't need a trip down.
You know what I think you do? Yes, I think you do. I think you do, Sammy. You know, this is the dress when we almost got married the second time.
Whoa.
The one that Mike and Carrie stopped when they found out the truth of Will's paternity.
The paternity?
Oh, wow, this is the one from our almost wedding in Vegas.
Yeah, well, there's more.
Oh.
How many more? I almost married Franco in.
What?
This is the one that I was going to wear when I got to marry Brenton.
What?
This is the one that I was going to wear the first time I was going to marry Lucas.
The first time?
I remember
that. How many times is she going to marry Lucas?
Man. Whoa.
Another way America passed the time was listening to radio.
Uh-oh. You better get out of here before someone not quite so understanding catches you.
Sammy, get away. Don't get hurt, Sammy. Go. Okay, good.
Get out of there, Sammy.
Oh, I was so worried for her safety.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
I don't know the words. I really thought I knew this one. It's close. That's really close. Bet you if we called my mom, she could sing every word of this song.
You're ruining the song.
I'm making it better. He just said margarita. We're at, what are we, at Gardunio's? Is this? I heard him say it.
Come on.
Do you even know what he's saying here?
I don't
care. He just asked the patron if she would like salt to rim her glass. This is not appropriate.
No, they didn't. It is 9:05.
Or he said red or green. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my gosh. I can't have anything nice.
96 degrees is the high today.
It's actually a song about bears.
Yeah.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
Okay.
No accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning, Starmy.
Dude, okay? I think I've got sugar cramps from that chocolate Twinkie thingy.
Or it's dairy within the Twinkie.
They're the best worst. Wait, where are you? You okay, buddy?
Is he throwing up? He almost threw up yesterday at Bear Canyon.
Did you eat one of those Twinkies?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to
say. I can't even say it. It's gross.
Dex, tell me. Okay. Just tell me. Don't
you know when a booger slides down the back of your throat?
Just stop talking.
You guys.
No, there's no you guys about it. There's no you guys about it. That was all Teo.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Thank you for telling me that. I'm glad it was just between the two of us.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime in on that comment. It's 585-5483.
You know I still got news items, right?
Yeah, you got a lot.
Big ones.
You got a lot of news. jump right into it.
I am tired.
A waitress in Indiana is upset.
Yes, she is.
Why? Because her managers held an awards ceremony on Monday and she won an award.
Oh, no.
I know. We live in a reactionary culture. You entitled millennials. Well, this lady got upset because she won something.
What did she win?
Best butt.
Whoa, that is not acceptable.
She says she's more than just a butt.
Yeah.
And she's thinking of filing a discrimination complaint. Yeah. We have a clip.
They're like, oh, you're nominated for best butt. I'm like, oh, okay. I had to turn around. And everybody took pictures of me. And I don't know where those pictures are at or...
Oh, my gosh.
Or what people are doing with them. I feel like I'm more than just a butt. I feel like I'm smart. I'm going to school. I have two jobs. I'm just trying to make money so I could continue to go to school and then get my degree and not work as like two jobs anymore.
You know what?
Dude.
I hope she stands up and she goes after.
Why do you want her to stand up? Now, I know what you're saying, though. Seriously, she needs to go after this. That's
she
stupid.
Does. That is not okay what that establishment did. That is not okay.
It really isn't. And sadly, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still like dumbfounded that's.
I think this happens at a lot of places.
What city was this in? Indiana?
Yes.
Nah, the city of Indiana. I've been there. It's lovely. Lovely this time of year.
No, that's not right. They don't need to be handing out that kind of
money. No, they don't. That's awful. But here, I'm glad that she was able to speak up because, unfortunately, the reason some of this stuff goes unchecked is because people aren't willing to speak up.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, I'm just going to turn the other cheek, no pun intended. And then next thing you know, you've got awards.
You're scared you're going to lose your job.
Yeah.
No. You shouldn't be scared. You won't lose your job.
Well, you might lose that one, but you'll get another one.
You can't get fired over something like that.
For me,
get fired for anything.
It sucks that she's working so hard to pay her way through college so she can get to a better, state in life or whatever. And then instead of getting, recognized for any hard work she might be doing, this is what she gets recognized for.
Right.
It's almost like they're making fun of her.
Yeah. Yeah. That's someone's daughter.
You're right, Dex.
I am right.
A website just found the word that's disproportionately popular on people's resumes in each state. So what that means is this is a word that you will find on a resume commonly in these states, but it doesn't make sense why that's a popular word on the resume. Are we tracking?
Qualified.
Some of the best ones.
Adequate.
Harry Potter in Rhode Island.
Wait, what?
These are common words that pop up on resumes in these states. Kardashian. In what? North Carolina. And redneck in Missouri.
What's Mississippi?
Why are these on people's resumes? Where did it go? There it is. Can I look at the map?
Yeah, make it bigger.
You got it, dude.
What does it say in Mississippi?
Computers. I'll tell you right now, that makes no sense.
Computers.
New Mexico. Take a guess.
I already know. I saw. I know.
Green chili.
UFO.
What?
Yeah, Roswell.
Roswell.
You know the UFO landings?
Yeah, no, I got it.
Roswell is like almost Mecca for UFO people. Probably Area 51, but almost. Let's see. What about in Alaska?
I would probably say...
Snow.
Trucks.
Oh.
And Steve-O's favorite state is Massachusetts.
Oh, Boston. Baseball. Red Sox.
Beer.
Keep going.
Fenway Park.
Think about when you think of Massachusetts, what do you think of?
Boston Red Sox.
Keep going.
Noma.
Mark Wahlberg.
Keep going.
Big Papi.
Keep going.
The Celtics.
It's Steve-O's favorite state.
Wait. It's my favorite state.
Oh! Brooklyn.
No, why would they... Hey, why would they bring up Brooklyn?
No.
Why would you besmirch the great city of Brooklyn? Am I right?
What is that? I'm trying to think. What is Steve-O?
All right, you ready?
No. Wait. Okay. It's not Wahlburgers?
Nope.
It's Boston. Let's see. You like Boston? Sammy Adams.
Nope.
Boston. The Tea Party.
Mm-mm. I have no idea.
Boston. Well, Massachusetts. Oh, Tom Brady.
No.
The Patriots.
No.
Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, my gosh. No. Just tell us.
I'm not finished. Danny Amendola.
No.
Who's the kicker? It's not Gronk?
No.
No.
Okay. Give up? Massachusetts. Never! I'll never give up!
No.
Donuts. Dunkin' okay. Donuts.
Just say it.
It's anime.
Oh, my gosh.
My gosh. That has nothing to do with Boston.
But it's your favorite.
Or anime. Anything.
No.
Anime.
I got it. In Daniel's home state of Idaho, the most weird thing to pop up on resumes is Russia. Can we go back and find his resume? That would be
weird.
Awesome,
man,
if it said Russia on it.
Russia.
And in New York, it's comics.
Really?
Pennsylvania, Superman.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That is so odd.
What's Montana?
Montana is cars. And in Utah, it's reading.
I would like to fire myself because I missed one of the most important words that could have been for Boston.
What?
Chowder. I didn't even think of chowder. Thank you, Liveline.
What about Boston cream pie donut?
Oh, man. I said, no, did I say Dunkin' Donuts?
You said donut.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning to you.
Are you mourning the loss of us because we're going to get fired? It's Tam, guys.
I called to make a public apology.
I haven't been this
you.
Public apology.
Man,
public
Tam.
Apology from Tam, guys.
What the heck?
That's why I called to make a public apology because I heard you guys talk about Boston and I heard you guys talking about all these different states, and that's where I happened to be when I forgot to text you guys to let you know that I wasn't going to be on Quality Cam Tuesday.
Yeah,
We actually totally forgot that you blew it.
Some of us in this room didn't care.
That's what I heard.
And then some of us was irritated.
Wasn't even noticed.
Yeah, no, it was noticed because we had another worship artist on, and I really wanted you to talk to him about what worship is and, you know, stuff like...
I was furious when I found that out.
Salty just language and worship projects.
Absolutely furious.
Tam, when you have...
I heard...
Wait, listen.
What?
Listen. When you have a job and you... need to show up for that job, and you don't, what happens?
No.
You get nominated for best... Wait. Nah.
You get a strike. That's a strike one.
That's a strike one.
I feel like it should be strike three, and she should be fired.
What? Well...
Who said that?
Here's the thing. If it's counted as a PTO request, appointed by the accountant of salary officer.
Now she's just making stuff up.
I think it's fair.
No,
I think I should get another chance.
I have a question for you, Tam.
What is it?
Would you mind hanging up so we can get back to our show?
Wait, how dare you?
She's a nice lady.
Yeah, she is a nice lady. And someone just chimed in and said, wait, can you repeat what's going on with the food trucks at Calvary? And Tam would be the one to, like, you know, tell us because she's a part of it, you know?
So the food trucks are going to be there before service, so you're definitely going to want to come hungry because...
When, Tam? When? They want to know
they're
when.
They're there as early as, like, an hour before.
No,
like
what
o'clock,
day? Okay,
there.
Never mind. Hang up on yourself. Okay. We'll take care of it. Never mind.
I don't know. I've always heard that, much like the grocery store, you should never go to church hungry.
No, okay. Summer Heat, it's a new series. It kicks off this Wednesday, 7 p.m. here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Hey. Tam needs to tell us.
Soft toys, food
Tam
trucks,
needs
there's
going to
be, like,
us.
Merch, there's going to be, like, bands.
Oh, my gosh. Tam.
Yes. Yes, Jack, I hear you. I can hear you through the muffled sound of idiots.
Tell us why you were gone.
Here's the thing, guys. I had to go to a graduation, and I was gone in Boston and Rhode Island, and I did it.
She sounds great right now. It's the best I've ever heard.
And then,
We can totally hear you. Keep going.
Nope, you muted me.
No, we didn't. We can totally hear you.
Hello.
Hi, we can hear you. Keep going.
Sweet tone, Tam.
Yeah, Boston, blah, blah, blah. Okay, go ahead.
And I went to America Creek. That was cool.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Marriage.
So now I'm ready to fire back.
Dude, totally
don't blow me off.
Nope, not blowing her off.
Beautiful, Tam. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Thank you, Tam.
Fantastic.
When I listen back on the podcast, then that's when I'm gonna realize what you're doing to me right now. Like,
Tam,
I'm sure of it.
How do you listen to the podcast?
Pretty much.
How do I?
Yeah, how does one go about listening to the podcast?
I go online to Star88.fm and I listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Bless you, girl.
Bless you.
That's what I do, home slices. That's what I do.
Well,
all right, I'll let you get back to your actual job. I just wanted to make a public apology and tell you guys, you know what, I'm sorry, but I'm still coming back strong. So.
How very 2016 of you not to apologize to our faces and just call in and think that's going to be acceptable.
I'll do it on Tuesday.
Okay.
Two strikes.
Two strikes.
You're at two strikes.
Wow, two strikes.
You're at two strikes now.
What
and as we all know in baseball,
okay,
four strikes
on.
And you're out.
First strike was
those horrible pants you wore the other
Tuesday,
day,
right? You didn't let us know, right?
That was one strike.
Second strike, you left Ricky Cottonsteady totally hanging.
Oh, oh,
that's
my
two strikes.
Gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, yep. No.
He has nobody. I offered to do it, but my voice is a little.
I've got somebody who's killer. I'm gonna send him the name.
You better
right now.
Do
no,
it.
You know what? You know what needs to happen? They need to do what they did in Cleveland with last night's national anthem.
You
know, it was the best national
right.
anthem on the planet.
No.
What they did,
what was it?
Tam. Here's
Love
what
you,
they
Tam,
did,
bye.
And it was my favorite. What they did was for to the people and all of for the,
very funny.
It was incredible.
Very funny.
You're cutting out. Bye.
It was incredible.
See you on awesome. Tuesday. Too.
Look it up. I'm serious. I'm not even being funny. It was amazing.
Two strikes.
Yeah, for sure. I'll look it up. I'm losing reception.
Going through a tunnel.
Bye, Tam.
I think we lost her.
Man, yeah. She is just a peach.
Someone just chimed in on Liveline wanting to know why we're so mean to Tam.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Well, then I can't answer.
Yeah.
Well... She,
But the last night's national anthem really was my favorite.
How dare you? She's a nice lady!
I mean, she is a nice lady. I have nothing
and
against
no,
her.
And no, last on. Night's national anthem was not.
It was fantastic!
No, it wasn't.
You know what? You're just not American.
You ain't no American.
You're probably, not American.
You're probably some weirdo.
I'm not even being funny, and I know this is not the equivalent, so please, if you're going to send hate letters, by the way, studio@star88.fm. But you know, I have the opportunity to lead worship down at Calvary Knob Hill, and my favorite times, honestly, are when I get to step away from the mic and pull one of my in-ears out and just get to sing, but not into the mic, because you can hear everybody worshiping together. And it's
why didn't you say that this morning?
It's just amazing.
Let's see, when you say it that way, it actually, okay, I can
understand.
So
for those
that
have no idea what I'm talking about, last night, Game 6 of the NBA Finals, I believe we have a clip.
We do have a clip, and it's, in my opinion... I thought it was kind of lame. I did.
That's because you're
okay,
dumb.
But Steve
texted
chills.
Me and said, I was like standing up with my hand over my heart crying.
Let me finish.
Oh, America!
Steve texted me and said, this is unbelievable. The national anthem is so amazing. And
it
I was so excited. And then when I hit play.
At this time, we ask those who are able to please rise and remove your hats as members of Wine and Gold United present the American flag. Now we ask you, the best fans in the NBA, to sing our national anthem alongside Jessica Ruiz.
Who? Why, it's you, my friend.
Please join me in singing our national anthem.
It's you and me.
Wait.
Oh,
no.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Pull away from the mic, girl. This is America, the greatest nation on the planet of Earth. And we will band together. And we will sing our national anthem.
We'll do it live.
We don't need you, Carrie Underwood. Go home, Ashanti.
Come on, push it. Push it.
Time out in Vogue.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, in Vogue. Yeah, they were big in the 90s. The crowd sang the national anthem. They didn't need a celebrity because they're Americans and they knew the words. And then after that, they went out and fought terrorism.
I ain't even got
we're talking foreign and domestic and aliens. All at the same time because
we'll
of
do it
America.
Live.
I loved it.
We'll do it live.
It was the best idea ever.
No.
Yeah.
You realize they've been doing it through the whole playoffs.
You know
hey,
what?
I love y'all.
when you said it, like what you just said, you as a worship leader, and you take out your in-ears.
Dude, when we're doing, especially like the slow jams, if you will, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, boom, reverence and respect and on. We are in worship right now, and you get to back away from the mic, and people are just singing because they're just worshiping, and it's not like about a concert or anything stupid like that. It's literally just praise and adoration to your creator. So, because of that, when I saw that last night, I was like, dude, that's American. That's America. That's human beings singing the national anthem. No need for a celebrity, no spectacle, no laser lights. Literally just people singing the national anthem.
Next time, you need to call me and tell America. Me that before you send a text.
No, what were you expecting? Amazing. Whitney Houston? R.I.P.
Oh, wow.
What?
Why would you say that?
Because everybody says that she had the best like national anthem
of
all time.
She passed away and she couldn't do it.
Exactly. So now who's going to do it? The crowd.
There's so many that could have done it last night.
No, you don't need it. Don't need it. Just saved a ton of money.
Oh, the Rampart Rewards.
I loved it.
Well, so gallantly.
Sorry, Teo. Back to you.
Thanks, Dex.
Tyler or Tyler Hoechlin? Does anybody know how to pronounce it?
It's Hoechlin.
Hoechlin from Teen Wolf is going to be playing Superman on the CW's Supergirl.
A little disappointed that they didn't get
Tom Welling.
Tom Welling from Smallville. That would have been a cool fan service throwback type thing.
But you really would have had to. I think you would have then immediately had to go back. I just realized why they didn't do it.
Why?
Because Green Arrow was also in Smallville.
Hey, that's crazy.
And it's a completely different Green Arrow, and Green Arrow is a part of this universe now, so you can't have him, quote, bridging the gap, because there are completely different Flashes and Green Arrows from the Smallville universe.
You gotta be kidding me.
Also, this dude looks like he's going to be a great Superman.
Yeah, I watch Teen Wolf. I'm a fan.
Wait, how do you say that?
Teen Wolf.
I watch Teen Wolf. You are Christopher Walken. Like, you doing, like, the wrong emphasis, like, at the wrong times.
I watch Teen Wolf.
I watch Teen Wolf. It's a great show. I love it on the MTV.
I feel like if nobody speaks like Steve-O, he has to talk about it.
No, Teo, tell me I'm not. Am I wrong in this, Teo?
Here's the thing.
Teen Wolf? Really?
I watch Teen Wolf. What is wrong with that?
Carry on, my wayward son. Go ahead. You tell your story.
What? Why are you making fun of me?
I'm just saying.
You got a lot of hand motions going on right now, Dex. I need you to just dial that back a little bit.
Go ahead.
Steve-O, let him talk.
Okay, sorry, Teen Wolf.
I'm a fan of Teen Wolf.
Right. Yeah, I know, right? I agree.
Anthony Kiedis said he saved a baby's life while the Chili Peppers were shooting their carpool karaoke
video. I saw this!
They were stopped for a dance-off, and a lady ran over with a baby who wasn't breathing. Anthony Kiedis rubbed the belly, and the kid started breathing again.
After the wrestle-off, we had a dance-off, which led to a very interesting, unscripted moment. We danced off, we tied, and then we were going to celebrate with some Mexican fruit on the corner. And a woman came out of her house holding a child.
This is real.
Saying, my baby can't breathe. We all ran across the street. The lady thrust her baby into my arms. The baby
screamed.
Was not breathing.
I'm going to take it on the other side.
I'm going to try to do a little baby CPR real quick, see if I can get some air in this kid.
Man,
tried to open the mouth.
Great.
Locked shut.
I know, right?
So I started rubbing the belly. Bubbles came out of the mouth. The eyes rolled back into place. The ambulance showed up. I handed the baby over, who is now breathing and fine. And we went back to carpool karaoke. No hero. It was just a dance-off. Ended with a seizure baby.
Crazy.
That is.
Crazy.
And now we'll play the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig.
Carpool karaoke.
Carpool karaoke.
Choose not to life of imitation. This thing cuts to the
That is actually a pretty good bit.
Yeah. Carpool karaoke? Fantastic.
It's pretty good.
We used to do a bit here way back in the day. We haven't done this in a long time, mostly because bands just don't come through anymore. Called Rattle and Hum, where we would give the band members a song, and each band member, like the bassist, they would have to hum their part for like random songs. We'd be like, you know, U2's Where the Streets Have No Name Go. And then they would have to do that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
We had fun with that bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
No, it's good, man.
Kind of feel like we've done a lot more interesting things, but you know.
Oh yeah.
I was reading earlier this week about the carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you haven't watched it, you need to go to the YouTube or just watch James Corden because he's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Some people decided to talk about the carpool karaoke and how it's not really what you would think it would be like.
Yeah.
There's no green
screen. It's like a press conference.
The car's real. It's not on a trailer.
Yeah.
James is really driving.
Wow.
He's not doing 70 down the interstate or anything.
That's incredible.
The show's producer says they're easy routes. The streets aren't blocked off, and so there are other cars, but he's never going more than 20 miles per hour.
What are you doing? What are you thinking right now?
James' car is part of a convoy. The show has two cars ahead of them and three behind them.
Wow.
They don't let any of the other cars around him for safety reasons. And it's super hot in the car.
Yeah.
They don't put the air conditioning on because They don't put the air conditioning on
because
of the microphones.
Right.
The sound. So it's
that
super
hot.
That
would be awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They film for about an hour, so you're stuck in a hot car singing karaoke.
It would be like that time Steve-O sprayed that spray in here and we had to turn the fan on. Thanks, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks, Steve-O.
People don't forget.
Hashtag never forget.
Today in theaters, Finding Dory has released.
Oh, man!
That's not what I heard.
What?
What did you hear?
Finding Dory.
What's it called?
No,
it is not.
Okay.
From the producers of Finding Dory, get ready for Finding Dory and Donald.
We have losers.
Hey, Mr. Grumpy Gills.
She's a tang fish, and he's running for president.
When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do? Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
And I just got out of a swimming pool.
And the studio can't remember why they thought this was a good idea for a movie.
I suffer from short-term memory loss.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family.
Finding Dory and Donald.
I need water. Help me. I need water.
It's not going to be huge.
It's a disgrace.
Mm-mm. Not good.
Wow. That's not...
Had to correct you there.
The movie
Thank you
I
for
was...
correcting you. I appreciate
looking
that.
Looking forward to seeing, but I guess, you know.
In Pixar's actual Finding Nemo sequel, Finding Dory, Ellen DeGeneres' character Dory remembers that she has a family, then goes on a quest to find her parents with the help of Marlin and Nemo.
Oh, please be good. I mean, it's Pixar. Their sequels are always good, but Finding Nemo is my favorite Pixar film.
Let's watch a clip.
My family! I remember my family! Oh. They're out there somewhere. I have to find them.
So
guys,
the whole thing takes place underwater.
Actually, I don't think it does.
Who were the ones to go?
My parents. I remember them.
Okay.
Wait, what did you remember? I remember them. My mom, my dad. I have a family. They don't know where I am. Let's go.
Dory,
we have to go.
No.
This is the worst radio ever.
Where exactly are you trying to go?
To the gym of the Baltic. The Jewel of Morro Bay, California.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Okay. Okay. I just don't understand.
Back to you, Teo.
Thanks, bud. Always appreciate you.
Go ahead.
Jack Nicholson's contract for Batman, way back in the day, 1989 Batman, gave him a percentage of all the sequels.
No way.
Meaning Batman Returns, Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin. So even though he wasn't in the other two movies, or I guess the three movies, he was supposed to be in Batman Returns, and then he's made over $100 million from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Robert Downey Jr. are some of the smartest people on
Wicked
the planet.
Smart!
Because that's how Downey Jr. made so much money on Avengers. It was like, I just want a percentage. You know, you don't have to pay me like the $20 million, you know, or the whatever that you're going to pay an actor. Just give me a small cut of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Gosh!
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's do that here, guys. You guys want to stop getting paid and just take a percentage of what we make at our non-com station? Oh. I feel like...
Man. I can barely...
Tens of dollars.
I can barely feed my children as it is. So, I don't know if I want to go down that
Wait
road.
A second. You got kids?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I got six.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, Americans are spending more at restaurants than they are at grocery stores.
Yep. I found that, almost 6 months ago.
Did you just say Bilamos?
What did I say?
It sounded like you said Bilamos.
Let the rhythm take you over, Bylamos. Pretty sure I heard Bylamos.
I did. I don't even know what I said.
I'm 103% positive Bylamos was in there.
I don't know.
I can be your hero, Enrique.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I feel like Dory. Right.
Okay. You were saying?
I don't know.
You were talking about restaurants and how 6 months ago you, like, did you examine your bank account and realize you're spending more?
No, we used to eat at restaurants all the time.
Yeah.
Almost every night.
Well,
rarely did we cook dinner at home. Now, I can't remember the last time we went out to dinner.
By the way,
it's expensive.
It is expensive. And this is kind of crazy to think about that. Oh, man.
Somebody's calling me out on the live line for one of my quirks, if you would like to get me back.
No, because I don't do that. I'm a Christian.
You have like, oh, you're a Christian, so your inflections are not weird. Somebody said, whatever, Steve-O's quirk. I had a Twinkie instead of a Twinkie. What is that? I do that.
You do do that.
Ah.
You say do-do?
I had a one that. Singular.
Did you hear him just say that?
Yeah. Twinkie.
I heard it too. The company that owns M&M's and Snickers might stop letting fast food places put its candy in desserts that have more than a day's worth of added sugar.
Gosh.
Meaning things like Blizzards and McFlurries.
I love Blizzards.
I hate Blizzards ever since the great debate of the 80s when they got rid of my favorite Blizzard Nerds.
Nerd Blizzard.
Do you remember when you were
kids? They bring it back every once in a while.
No, they do not.
What do you mean?
Do you know why? We just had a Nerd Blizzard the other day.
No, you didn't. You went to Sonic where they now have nerd stuff.
No.
You're a liar.
No,
the truth is not in you.
Ugh.
Okay,
hey,
listen.
Why are you talking so harshly about Nerd Blizzards?
Because Nerd Blizzards were my jam in the 80s. And then what happened was Dairy Queen realized that Nerds candies were so hard, this is serious, that it was breaking their Blizzard machine. And so they stopped doing Nerds Blizzards.
That's
they banned them in the nation.
You're a nerd, you Blizzard lizard.
It was the best!
Dude, my kids just had one the other day.
You're a liar. Don't you play with my heart. It's a Nerds Blizzard. Oh, watch. Go ahead. Look it up. Nerds Blizzard
currently
at DQ.
Currently Dex is looking.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Tell me I'm wrong.
Uh-oh. It does say, here's a Nerd Blizzard. I got a nice
DQ
employee.
There's nothing here that says...
Oh, this person says they got a DQ employee to make one.
Hmm.
I did at one time. I had this confrontation at a DQ once, and I said, what happened, man? Why the hate for Nerds Blizzards? And they told me the story, and then she did look at me and say, if you bring in your own Nerds, I will make you one. And I'm like, when am I ever going to go to the grocery
store? Listen to this. This person on Facebook, Brooke, posted, please bring back the Nerd Blizzard. I can't even tell you how long I've been craving one. Dairy Queen wrote back, hi, Brooke. I am sorry. The Nerds Blizzard treat flavor was a limited time offering. Unfortunately, at this time, I do not know of any plans for its return in the near future, which means they do bring it back.
No, they don't.
It's like the McRib.
No, it is not like the
McRib. It is. My kids just had one.
You are McStupid. That is not true.
Hey, accusations are flying. Tempers are flaring and the room is heated. Both of you calm down. You're fighting over Nerds.
That's true. I'm sorry, man.
I like Totals.
Nerds Blizzards are not in circulation.
Tears for Fears announced a new studio album and tour.
No way!
Yep, they want everybody to shout about it.
Okay.
Meatloaf collapsed at a concert in Edmonton, Canada last night, right in the middle of I'd Do Anything for Love. Insert your own joke here. It's not clear what his issue is, but he's 68 years old, and he had to cancel a bunch of shows recently for health reasons. According to a new study, being around people for too long is exhausting for anyone, even if you're an extrovert. When's it going to happen? When is it going to happen?
Wait, what are we talking about? What
the
did
nerd,
I miss?
Nerd Blizzard coming back?
No, never. Dairy Queen on Twitter in 2014 said the Nerds Blizzard treat has been discontinued. We do not know of any plans to bring it back at this time. That was years ago. Dairy Queen, I see you, DQ.
The answer to that question is it happened today.
Oh.
Patrick Carney
oh
from the
gosh,
Black Keys
late.
Ranted about how YouTube doesn't pay artists enough. And he said, quote, a song should cost as much as an avocado. They should be traded similarly, at least until people discover a similarly thick and savory fruit.
Guys, it's a little late.
Well, we're fine.
Lost track.
We were fighting about no blizzards.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Hang out. Hey!
today.
President Obama's in Orlando paying his respects to the 49 victims killed in Sunday's mass shooting.
These families could be our families.
There were no votes in the Senate on gun control. Many thought there might be after Democrats spoke filibuster style for nearly 15 hours.
Bernie Sanders addressed supporters via live stream.
The death of a British member of parliament.
On the golf course at Oakmont, the U.S. Open is underway.
Three Russian soccer fans have been sentenced to 1 to 2 years of prison for violence at the European Championship being held in France.
Parts of downtown St. Louis, Missouri are without power.
Philadelphia, that city poised to charge soda drinkers extra.
Dish and Sling TV say they are launching Cuba Max TV. Brings a variety of programming involving Cuban artists.
The Southwest will see extreme heat.
High temperatures between 115 and 120 degrees.
Career Builder Report says it takes money to make money, more than you might think.
When you take into consideration the money workers spend on transportation, their wardrobe, coffee, lunch, daycare, pet care, etc., it averages $3,300 per year.
High today of 96 degrees. Traffic.
No accidents to report this time, but there's a lot of construction happening all around Albuquerque. Watch out for that, guys.
Oh, boy.
That's your look at traffic. Traffic.
Friday, morning invasion, almost in the books.
Almost donezo.
Big weekend.
Huge.
Got the finals on Sunday. Game seven.
That's it.
Warriors going to be back at home.
Cavs are going to take it all.
Nope. So you've been thinking about a little bet that we can do?
I've been thinking about turtles.
Yeah, what are we going to do, man? If I'm...
Steve-O's a Cavs fan. I'm not a Cavs fan.
He's
a Cavs fan.
Oh, my
gosh.
Loves
LeBron James. Loves King James.
I was very happy when he went back to Cleveland, actually.
Okay, let me throw the gauntlet down, see if you like this idea.
Okay.
What if Monday morning, loser has to eat a habanero?
Oh, no. A habanero?
A habanero
during
pepper.
The show?
No, during the break. Yes, during the show.
Oh, man.
He's right.
But before, like, food? You can't start your day with a habanero.
You don't have to do it first thing. You could wait till 7:30.
Where are we going to get a habanero pepper?
At the store.
From the habanero place.
They sell habaneros at the store. I'll pick one up.
Oh, this is detrimental.
Hey, I just threw it out there.
Tommy.
If there's something else...
Because I will say this, I'm not a Cavs fan. You root for Golden State.
I'm not a Warriors fan, though. I'm not.
You just think they're going to win?
Yeah, I think they're going to win.
Same here. I think it's going to be a close game, hopefully. It'll be the first game of the entire series that'll be close. But I feel like it's because of the script. And LeBron wants that ring for Cleveland. He wants to take one back home, man, to his friends in Akron, Ohio! Maybe.
I don't know, Taya. Any ideas? If Steve-O can't come up with an idea that's better than mine, then we're going to stick with the habanero.
I like the habanero idea.
Really?
I do.
Come on.
It's not dairy.
It is not dairy, but it'll still kill
one of us.
You're not
going to die, but it'll be funny.
I'm thinking about your heart.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Bron Bron's going to bring home the championship, and your heart is going to explode.
It's not going to explode. The last time I ate a habanero, it was awful.
Oh, yeah. I've got an idea.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The person that loses has to come to work in shorts the next day.
No. No.
Yes.
Well, I like my job.
Here's the thing, though. We kind of discussed this yesterday, Teo, when we were leaving the gym.
It's Teo.
We've had two people already say, yes, peppers. Yes.
Crystal,
y'all ever
Crystal,
heard of
yes.
peppers?
Crystal doesn't even come over here 99% of the time, so it's not even going to be a big deal if you wear shorts.
Someone else said, habanero, go big. Carolina Reaper.
Oh, my God.
Is that like a hotter pepper?
That?
I've never even
like
heard of it.
Have to order
is that like
that.
The ghost chili?
I don't know if you chili. Can just pick that up at the store.
Yeah, it sounds. That's like a special
I feel
order.
Like you have to have a permit to get that.
Probably so.
All right, fine. One of us has to ingest plutonium.
Yeah.
Loser ingests plutonium, guys. Go big or go home. Am I
feel
right?
Like, I feel like whatever pepper we get, somebody's just going to one-up it. Oh, no. Go big or go home. The
scorpion red chilele.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The devil's acid. Is that a pepper?
No, the devil's...
I don't know.
Ghost pepper. Somebody just said ghost pepper.
Ghost
all
pepper.
Caps. Come on,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, but the Carolina Reaper, well, some would say that's even hotter than the ghost pepper.
Why are there so many peppers?
There's a lot.
But what I think if you had to hold a spider?
No.
You realize Monday,
of my
our boss is back in town, and we have like a big meeting Monday. Nah.
So what? You'll be fine. You're going to eat
by
it 10? In the morning.
One of us is going to be like this to me.
Come on. It's a habanero pepper.
That's it.
You
like a dying
will.
Giraffe.
You probably will be like that.
That's what a dying
you're
giraffe
a
sounds
girl.
Like.
Such a girl. Blah. Scared of a little pepper.
Kaji girl.
Blah. Scared of her. I'm not scared of a pepper.
Okay,
That would have been an insult 20 years ago. Now it's a compliment.
Can I wrap it in bacon?
Nope.
No.
And put Cheese Whiz on it?
See, I already think you're going to lose.
Well, I mean, it is in Golden State. I am at a disadvantage.
Hang
Let's
on,
be
we got
honest.
A phone call.
If anything, I should be able to set it because I'm at the disadvantage because the favorite is clearly Golden State.
Let's ask our caller.
Hometown.
Good morning.
Hey, afternoon, Raccoon. This is hitting the jams and everything. Who's the first caller? Who's this I got on the line?
No,
you called
us.
You called our radio show.
All right. Who is this?
This is the Morning Invasion.
It's Morning Invasion, buddy.
Oh, this is Afternoon, Raccoon. Who am I speaking with?
No, Raccoon, you called us. It's not afternoon here yet. I get it. You're on the east, and it's more afternoonish, but it's only 9:49 here.
So that means it's 10:50.
All right. Awesome, guys. What do you guys got to talk about today?
Hey, we need help. We need help, Coonmatic, the Rap Addict. Here's what's going on. I am clearly a Cavaliers fan, and Dex is clearly a Golden State fan, so we're taking a bet on Game 7. Loser has to fill in the blank.
Monday morning.
Ooh, this is great for Afternoon Raccoon. All right, let's see here.
Morning time.
So, I'm a basketball fan in general, and this year I got to be rooting for the Cavs myself.
Yeah.
I got to see LeBron get one with the Cavs.
Yeah,
that
me
would
too.
Be cool.
That would be very cool.
Uh-huh. Well. The easiest route is loser has to wear the other one's jersey.
Nah, we don't own any jerseys because we're not really fans.
But you don't own any jerseys, so,
Yeah.
Are you in the bathroom?
This is awesome. Thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah.
This is an awesome question.
A lot of your listeners are chiming in, Afternoons with Coons. Drink a teaspoon of Satan's blood. That's what one person just said.
That is awful.
How about a bacon-wrapped, chocolate-covered beetle?
No.
Where are we going to find a bacon-wrapped chocolate-covered beetle?
And those actually probably taste more. Good.
Yeah, let's see. The Carolina
Reaper. How about you guys said it's, you know, it's in Albuquerque, it's hot out there. How about stand outside and get a sunburn?
No, that's a terrible...
That's a great idea!
The worst idea.
Coon, I said on Monday, the loser has to eat a habanero pepper.
Yeah, but somebody said Carolina Reaper, 10 times the habanero. Go big or go
home. That's hot. Hey, do the Buffalo Wings Challenge, the Blazing Challenge.
See, I'll do that. The Blazing Challenge?
Get this.
That would require us to go somewhere.
That's true.
You can walk. You can go to the Buffalo Wild Wings, watch the game, and do the challenge after it's over.
There you go. We'll Facebook Live it. Just Facebook Live one of us. Just
too much commitment.
Yeah.
We need something here in studio.
Something to do on the
morning. I feel like
the
pepper thing is a pretty good idea.
Somebody says losers should walk through a room full of mousetraps after they eat a ghost pepper, and a glass of milk will be at the end of the mousetraps.
Yeah.
The losers should just have to cut their pinky toe off with a knife.
Yes.
The loser has to park in a veterans-only parking spot.
Oh, topical. Topical.
I love the star meme, man.
How about loser has to call somebody famous and do an interview but ask stupid questions?
Oh, I feel like we do that every time we interview.
We could call Afternoons with Coon again.
Yeah, we could. We really could.
Oh, come on, guys.
Oh, no. Clopez says loser has to spray their shirt with that fart spray.
Oh, that's the one!
Oh my gosh, that's a good one. But we're all hold on. That kind of is a bad thing for
not
all
in
of
here.
Us.
It's outside.
Oh, I can't do that, guys.
It's outside,
I'll
and it's
I'll
after
throw
the show,
up, guys. I will hurl.
You better wear a gross shirt on Monday.
The ever lovely Chrissy Jeter just chimed in and said, "How about you have to let Tam do your makeup on Tuesday morning during Quality Tam Tuesday?"
Fart spray idea. Okay, Coon. The other day, Daniel, our operations manager, gave us this spray, and he told Steve, "Was like it's fart spray. It'll be funny." What he didn't tell him was that it was more than fart spray.
Yeah. It's literally
it
the
was
worst
ruin
smell.
Your life spray.
Yeah, it was dirty diaper caca spray.
That sounds terrible.
It is terrible, and that is perfect. So whoever loses...
No! Yes, I am not agreeing to that.
I'm the moderator.
No!
I'm the mediator. You guys, you agreed to it earlier.
So then one of us has to do the show outside?
No, it's after the show. Oh, it's immediately after? Following
no,
the show.
No, we yes. have the meeting with no,
you. You better bring a change
Wait,
of shirt.
Oh, no.
You got to.
Hold on.
No, we're making it real. You guys wanted
Taylor,
to do this.
The only thing is, we want it to be on the radio. We want it to be during the show, so it's funny.
Why can't it be Facebook Live?
Well, it could be, but you know.
Maybe it should be, so there'll be a visual.
I refuse that one.
You want a visual.
Because either way, we're
it.
Stuck true, with each other, and we're both going to be throwing up.
Okay, how about
so
this?
Nasty.
How about a habanero and...
And the fart spray.
And the fart spray.
No!
That's the one.
Boom.
Okay.
No!
That's what we're doing.
What do you think, Coon?
Gosh, that sounds like the worst day ever for whoever loses.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I hate that idea.
That's what I bet should be.
I hate that idea.
You know what? You have a good chance of winning. You
I do
really
have a good
do.
Chance of winning. Okay, how about this? Loser has to call their high school ex-girlfriend and apologize.
No, we're doing... No, you'd have to make like 26 phone calls.
Yeah, I know, right. But I mean, so just one. We get to pick just one.
The fart spray. We're doing the pepper.
Both of them.
What, no, yes, we're we not doing this.
Yes.
I disagree
what
with this
What if it
one.
Happens after our meeting?
Oh, man.
And we do it on Facebook
yeah,
Live.
Yeah, I think that's fine, but we do the pepper sometime in the morning.
The pepper will be during the radio show. The fart spray will be on Facebook Live because that needs good. To be a visual.
That's good.
On the live line, somebody said loser has to compete with the panhandler at an intersection.
No.
First one to $5
no.
wins.
No, my past panhandler almost got knifed doing
Wait,
that.
Yeah. What? Your past, when did you own a panhandler?
Years ago.
Poor Jewel.
It's Dilbert number
Coon,
two.
Coon, thank you for your help, buddy.
Thanks, Coon.
Hey, man, thank you guys for calling in.
No.
Afternoon with Coon right here. This is some great discussion for our listeners, and it's going to be a great day.
Thanks,
Coon.
Love you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks for calling, man.
No, you called
anytime.
You called us.
Coon.
Thanks for calling us, the real show.
Afternoon with Coon. See you guys.
Yeah, it's Morning Invasion.
Multiple people are saying that they agree that the makeup idea with Tam, but you have to Facebook Live it. You have to change you have to change your profile picture
guys, that's
to
weak.
The face with makeup.
Hang on.
That's
Wait.
Okay.
Wait. Multiple people.
Yeah.
Where?
One person.
Well, one person said, "Can I come over and watch?" And the other person said, "You're right."
No,
sorry, I read those together.
For that, we're doing the fart spray.
We're not doing the fart spray.
Yes, we are.
Fart spray. We're not doing the fart spray.
You
yes,
got to be
are.
Confident in
Two
your team.
Two against one.
This
Two
is a sports
one.
Bet.
You're doing a habanero.
Oh, man, somebody said we should do the pepper and the spray at the mall.
Oh, no.
At the
you
mall?
Don't want to get
Facebook
out.
Live.
You could pick your least favorite mall so you never have to go back.
Ever again.
Ugh.
Or you could pick your wife's favorite mall and then you wouldn't
okay.
ever be able to go back.
Do we not remember the great incident of 2016?
Oh, I remember it. I remember it well. And I remember who did it. And I remember who's going to lose on Monday.
Yeah, and it'll be outside.
This is a terrible idea. We can't do this on radio.
Hey,
that's
it
why
might
we're
be
doing
me.
It. We're, that's
I know,
why we're
but
doing
you still
it
can't
on
do it.
That's
Facebook
why we're doing
Live.
And that's why we're doing the habanero during the morning show.
So habanero and the spray.
Yeah.
Habanero during radio, spray after
Double
our
punishment.
Meeting on Facebook Live.
Can we just go to B-Dubs and get the blaze?
No. We're setting it in stone. It's happening.
It's happening.
No!
Monday.
I always
go
lose.
Warriors.
I always lose these.
All right, we're done with the show.
By the way, we have three people that just chimed in that said yes to the makeup idea. In fact, one of them said do the makeup thing, then go to a Target bathroom. That is a terrible
Dude,
idea.
Monday, I found a story. Monday, we got to talk about it.
Okay.
This girl just lost a race to a boy that thinks he's a girl.
Oh.
And it was like, what is this going to, what's the new precedent here?
Right. Arlington, Texas says habanero and makeup, no spray.
No, guys, the spray's happening. It's already been decided.
I hate the spray idea.
Hit the podcast. We'll be up in a little bit. Subscribe at iTunes. Just type in Morning Invasion. You can go to Google Play, star88.fm. Hit that podcast. Have an amazing weekend. Love you guys.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.